participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
You see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left to be radio. That's just for ugly people.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich, and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 876-536 from D.C. on WJFK 202-432-1067 and from New York City on WNEW 877-692-1027. They're ready to believe you.
Can we just go back in time and restart the show? I don't know what happened to all those tapes, man.
It was mighty confusing.
I thought it sounded good.
They're all out of order and everything.
Yeah, hey, Rob, just, let's do it. Just hit 3-2.
Yeah, we're going to start over again.
It's a good idea.
I mean,
it's a very good idea.
I don't know. The tapes are all out of order.
We can fix this.
Okay.
Yeah, hold on.
All right, give us a second just to work on this. This is our think music. We're thinking now what's wrong with the tapes.
Hey, that sounds like match game music.
It might be. Today we might be playing a match game, Mike.
Hey, how about that?
I mean, we might be. I announced it yesterday.
Yeah.
Listen, I know this is unprofessional, but I don't want to start the show off all screwed up like a car wreck with like 8,000 things happening at once.
I understand, Dave.
There's an order to this madness, damn it.
That's right.
All right, I got another time waster here. Hold on a second.
Here you go.
Grandpa, this banana's fantastic.
Okay. There you go, Charlie.
Okay. Now let's try it again, okay?
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich, and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636 from D.C. on WJFK 202-432-1067 and from New York City on WNEW 877-692-1027. They're ready to believe you.
Have I told you you're my favorite? Fantastic.
It's the Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
Well, now that we're on the air officially.
Yeah, we're on officially now.
Hi.
Who's the man who was responsible for that mess?
There he is. Thank you. I love the accolades. And good morning, Mr. and Mrs. Let Me Get Safe and all the ships at sea. They'll F ye till you love them, faggot. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Thank you, Robbie. And hello, and thank you for listening, everybody. Don and Mike Show, new episode on this Thursday. January 24.
Yay.
You just heard the tape of the lasers with the phone numbers. From anywhere in America, you're hearing us live. That would be D.C. and New York and Portland and Spokane and Las Vegas. And
Los Angeles.
And no, not yet.
All right.
And virtually everywhere in Wisconsin. For whatever reason, we got Wisconsin.
Who needs
covered.
L.A. when you have Wisconsin?
We got Wisconsin covered like one of Michael Jordan's condoms.
There you go.
Louisiana, wherever you are. Seattle in an hour, 877-365-3636 from D.C. on our home station, WJFK 202-432-1067. And here in New York from our second home, WNEW, 877-692-1027. Well, the lead story today has to be...
John Walker looks like Oski?
No.
All right.
You're fighting gutter balls.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Came through.
Wow. Big victory for the gutter balls.
An incredible victory last night at the Port Authority Leisure Time Bowling Lane.
Grandpa, this banana's fantastic.
That's it. Eat it, Charlie.
Yeah. We do have to tell you something. Now, we got some bitching to do.
Yes.
And the bitching that we have to do is not towards the Port Authority.
No, they could not have been nicer, especially some of the good gentlemen down there that work for the Port Authority Police Department.
Right. But we do have a bitch with the Leisure Time Bowling Alley Lane thing that we were bowling in last night.
They could not have been less cooperative.
God, what a-holes they are. Here's the deal. We're there. We're bowling. We arrive, and there is, I'm not BSing, a pretty large crowd of people who are there.
I mean, waiting to observe us bowl and heckle us, which they're often wont to do.
And they got, I mean, some of them got signs. Some of them are standing there. They've got music and CDs. And these are the good, loyal people who listen to the show every day.
Absolutely.
Come out.
Right.
And what they do is they want to watch us bowl. They want to give us a hard time. And we like partying with them. And it's great. As soon as we arrive at the bowling alley, they say the only people allowed inside
are people that have reserved a lane.
Yeah, are people that are actually bowling. Now we get in there, and I mean, this place is gigantic, and there's plenty of room. I'm not kidding, there are 50 tables for spectators.
Right. Yeah, I mean, there's plenty of room.
But they're not letting anybody in.
I think that they're concerned about the riffraff.
So, apparently, even before we had arrived, we had listeners who were showing up, and as they tried to walk through the door, the security Nimrod there would say, are you bowling? And they said, no, we're here to see Donna Mike. You got to leave.
Yeah, but it didn't matter that they could certainly go into the bar and drink the Leisure Time Facilities booze.
Right. So what we ended up doing before we first we bought everybody drinks.
Mm-hmm.
Right. There was a bunch of people there, and what we do, we laid some dough on them, and we said, listen, we're sorry that you guys can't get in.
Right.
But here's some money. Get drunk.
Yeah, and I gave my money to like an 18-year-old kid who said, I can't drink. And I said, well, give me that back. And then the kid was complaining about giving it back to me, so I gave it to an older guy who I hope was there to see us. Otherwise, he had a nice little windfall.
No, I think all the people in the bar there were there to see us. And
yes.
I know that at one point, being as we had to pare it down to, and this sucks too, they would only give us one lane to bowl on.
Well, yeah, because these a-holes on the lane to our right wouldn't move.
The CM next to us wouldn't move.
And a dozen lanes went unused. But
now you've come around on the CM now.
Yes, absolutely.
Now that you've been burned by the CM.
Yes, absolutely.
So, yeah, there's this Chinese or Japanese chick, and what appeared to be her father, sitting next to us bowling, and there were like a million lanes that were open. And Rob very nicely tried to ask them, hey, would you mind moving to one of the lanes that's not being used?
And they very impolitely said, no.
I asked them to relocate. I said, we'll pay for the duration of your game if you could just relocate to another lane. No other lane. League play.
So then we go to the people who run this place, and we say, look, there's like 13, 14 lanes that aren't being used. Can we play our game against the Cosells there?
Right.
No.
Cosells.
Those are league lanes. They're reserved for league bowlers, even though the leagues hadn't shown up.
Right.
So we end up with only one lane. We can only bowl three on a side.
Yeah, and so we had to pare down our team. Buzz, of course, doesn't enjoy bowling, so he immediately volunteered to take a break.
And Buzz spent the majority of the time
drinking martinis in the Leisure Time Bowling Alley Bar.
In the Leisure Time Bar with the listeners.
With the listeners, I did about 20 minutes of stand-up, sang some of my favorite songs, and took requests. It was a great time.
I had a very nice time. I spent, before we bowled, about a half hour in the bar with all these people, and one of the people who was there was the guy Mike, the guy who won the Mercedes-Benz.
Yes. Very cool.
And it was nice to see him, and without getting into all the details again about the thing, it was nice to get the story from his perspective.
I agree.
That he never wanted, as I was told, never wanted to pay the extra money for the better car that he won.
Of course not. Sure.
You know, he said, well, without getting into a lot of details, they and you can discern whoever you think they are, they kind of backed him in a corner and said, listen,
we need this money. You got to pay this money.
I had a chance to talk to him. I will say he is very happy with the car. He loves that car.
He's glad he has it.
No, I got that from him as well. And originally he was going to give it to his dad as a Christmas present or something. But now that he's got the better model, it's his car.
I wish we could have hung out a little later with everybody. You guys were so hot to try to get going. I don't understand.
Listen, last night was the night of mood swings for Mike. Let me just say that at one point, Mike, while we were bowling, and you know, no one guards their privacy more than Mike.
Even
when we had the weathercaster on last week and we were saying what towns we live in, which, you know, is no big secret, Mike even guards that, and you just give a county that you live in.
Yes, a quadrant of the state.
So,
Virginia.
All of a sudden, out of the blue last night when we were bowling, Mike screams out to someone, our address of our apartment building in New York.
Yes, I did.
And very loudly. And I turned and I said, wait, what are you doing?
What I'm doing is I'm not drinking. I'm not thinking right.
I said, you're giving out.
I'm not thinking clearly.
I said, you're giving out our address.
I'm not normal.
You're giving our address out. I'm trying,
but I'm not normal.
Then he hops it off. He says, not only that, I'll tell you my apartment number.
And I gave him my apartment number.
And he gave his apartment number.
And about 30 of them came back to the apartment last night.
That's great. So, on
great
one
time
hand,
was had by all.
On one hand, that's one side of Mike, okay?
Yeah, right.
That he was having such a good time that he was giving out, as it turns out, our home address.
Yes, absolutely.
He didn't give away my apartment number, but he gave out his address and his apartment number.
I could have.
Then on the on the other hand, there was the Mike that we encountered as we were leaving last night.
Yes. I was anxious to go.
And
I wasn't feeling well, Dave.
We all, you know, we wanted to stop by the bar and spend some time with the people who had been nice enough to wait the whole time. And you were in a hurry to get out.
Yeah, I was. I was.
A little bit of a scene.
Yeah, I made a scene.
That I don't know how many people saw.
I think a lot of people saw.
Oh, no.
Scene between Mike and Lisa.
Yeah. Say, I want to go now.
He's kind of screaming.
Yeah, I was anxious to leave, and, you know, I apologize.
Not feeling well.
Yeah, this death grip has been hanging on, and, of course, I'm withdrawing from Paxil now, so...
It was something. I didn't see it. I was standing in the bar talking to these guys, and one of them came back and said, hey, have you seen what's happening out there? And I said, what, like some major event? That Mike's out there screaming at Lisa.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I wanted to go. And, you know, since I'm not drinking and enjoying the festive evening that everybody seems to still be enjoying, I guess I'm a little more anxious to depart at the end of the evening of bowling. And I still have this this little death grip that is hanging on here. And I also, I'm withdrawing from the Paxil. So the combination of fact, those are my excuses, and I stand by them. I stand by my excuses. I do hope that sometime by mid-March I will be back to normal, drinking heavily, you know, not wanting to leave. Sleeping over at the Port Authority.
It is a lovely facility.
Like the old days.
All I know is it was the many moods of Mike. From being so happy and so overjoyed that he's giving out his address.
Yeah.
So then on the way out, when all we want to do is stop by the bar to say thanks to him, he was like, no.
Right.
Must leave now.
Well, you know, I basically did one tour through the bar saying hello to people, and I did it much like Rodney, where I'd say, hey, yeah, how you doing? Yeah, great. Hi, great. Yeah, fine. Hi, yeah. Hey, how you doing? Hey, fine. Hey, okay, let's go.
Yeah.
Let's go. Yeah, fine. Hey, yeah, fine.
Okay,
fine.
Fine.
Yeah, okay, fine.
Hello there, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey there, Goose and Tex.
Hey, who's this?
Joe, how you doing?
Joe, hi, Joe.
I'm doing all right. Mike, man, that was me. The dumbass 18-year-old.
Oh, the guy that I gave the money to?
Yes.
And then you were regretting that you gave it back to me, right?
Yeah, I wasn't, like, bitching at you to try and, like, get you to give it back.
No, I understand what you were saying. You were just saying you were kind of crazy for handing that money back to me.
And since I kind of hope you do next time at Bowmore, but, you know, thanks for, you know, I want to thank you guys for at least signing my sign. And
I'm glad you caught me at the happy part of the night.
That's a good thing you didn't catch him at the end there, Joe.
I was nice to everybody except Lisa.
Actually, I did see the end. The nice little lover's quarrel between Mike and Lisa. That was pretty funny.
Well, it's all based on sexual tension.
I'm calling for Lisa to sign my poster, and I'm like, Lisa. And then she's like, Mike, let's not discuss this now. I'm like, whoa, all right. I turned around, man.
It was embarrassing.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry.
Thanks, Joe. Thanks for coming out.
Glad you were able to see that.
Sorry, Joe.
Hello, Todd and Mike. Show.
Hey guys, I just wanted to say thank you for last night.
Oh, who's this?
This is Angelo. I was the guy with the hat on backwards.
Hey, well, great. Oh, yeah, like guy. That guy. Like there weren't a million guys there last night with their hats on backwards.
I remember you, Angelo. You're a nice guy.
Yeah, you guys, I mean, I felt bad and everything that we couldn't see it. You know, I really wanted to see the game happen, but I don't see why they were complaining. I mean, there was plenty of room over there.
There was.
Yeah. I know, but Angelo, were you able to drink?
Oh, yes.
Good. Yeah. Yeah. You know, we figured that's the only way to really make it right. I mean, all the people came out and...
Except for that one guy that I gave the money to because he was underage. And he was very honest about it, too.
It's good.
So well, he wasn't able to enjoy the alcohol.
Well, I'm sure he could have had himself a nice Sprite or something.
I think he
like
was
that.
Having himself a nice Coca-Cola.
Soft drink.
Well, I just wanted to say also, Buzz, now that I know next time, when you guys are up in New York, I'll bring you that little something-something.
I have no idea what you're talking about,
you.
Sir.
Thank you.
I'm sure you mean
a
well.
A couple of people got through the security cordon and made it over to where we were bowling.
Hey, what about that one guy? His brother comes up. This guy, he's a dead ringer for Emmett Smith.
Right.
And he comes up to me and he says, hey, Don. And I said, hi, how you doing? He says, I brought my kids. And he's got three kids there. And he's got four kids. And all of a sudden, he says, they want to sing for you.
And they sang a Beatles classic.
They sang Can't Buy Me Love. Wow.
And it was wonderful. The young girl was so adorable. She was singing with such joy.
It was like one of those old-time street corner thing, like a doo-wop thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And that is not sweat coming off an Italian guy, doo-wop. You know, they're doing the Can't Buy Me Love. And I don't know why.
And you were in the middle of it.
I don't know why I'm getting the command performance.
And I came over as soon as I heard them, because you know how I love the singing, and I came over and there they were, and then you proceeded to go out and bowl, and you didn't do too well, and you called it the curse of the singing children.
Oh. that's what you get for being nice with kids. Yeah.
I know. I mean, you know, I wish you could be nicer to people.
The news is,
yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, the losing streak is over.
Yes, a fine victory for the Gutterballs last night. The pared down Gutterballs.
Now we had to end up going 3-on-3.
It was like the Pro Bowl.
Yes. So here's a shock. Buzz didn't make the cut. And we wanted to be fair with Lisa, so we did rock, paper, scissors.
Buzz voluntarily bagged out of the competition.
We did rock, paper, scissors, and Lisa was the loser in rock, paper, scissors.
Well, you, myself, and Rob all did rock, and Lisa did scissors.
You never lose with rock.
No, gotta go with rock.
I mean, that's the easiest game of all. Lisa was telling me that if she had put her hand out or something, that...
Paper covers rock.
Paper covers rock.
Right.
Anyway, it just seems to me, it's always been dumb. Paper, rock, scissors.
Right.
You could just smash someone over the head with a rock and you'd win.
That's no. Right. Rock beats scissors.
Scissors.
Paper covers rock.
Right, and scissors cut paper.
And scissors cut paper.
If you can smell what the rock is cooking.
Well, so you see, you don't automatically win by throwing out a rock. We could play it right now and we could pare it down.
But if I'm in a fight, I want a rock. I don't want scissors or paper.
I want a rock.
I want a rock.
Well, I understand what you're saying, but you're interpreting the game incorrectly.
As always. the point, though, ladies and gentlemen, when it was me and Mike and Rob, we in fact did defeat the Cosells.
Colin Cosell, cool. Justin Cosell, and their
wacky
Sparks. Friend Wally.
348-320.
Ooh. Yeah, we eked it out. It was a very close competition.
And
yeah.
I apologize because I think that lane was warped. There was a million strikes that all of us should have gotten, but I was really, really dead weight.
It was difficult.
And this guy, Colin Cosell, is he on the line now? This guy, he cracked us up.
I mean,
he didn't mind the fact
funny
that
guy,
we
very
were
funny
all,
guy.
All talking like his, as he calls him, Papa, Howard Cosell. Cosell.
Right.
We heard stories about Howard Cosell telling the grandchildren bedtime stories.
Wow. Very, very funny.
And that got us on a roof. We started going, three little pigs.
That's right. And he upped, and he puffed, and he blew the house down.
Porridge, hot, cold, in the middle, just right, the bears, home. Oh, no, girl, in the bed, what will they do?
Who's been sleeping in my bed?
A man of 10, totally devoid of a heart.
And then Colin was discussing his papa, his grandfather,
papa.
Having sex.
Yeah, well, that's a bit that Colin does, apparently.
That's Colin's thing. That's not Well, here he is. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, here is Howard Cosell's grandson, Colin Cosell.
Yeah, Colin.
Hey, Colin.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hi there. Sorry that you had to go down to defeat, but we had...
If there's anyone I can be defeated by, let it be Don and Mike. You know, as long as I've got, you know, these haunting images of Rob Spiewak doing Not by the Hair of My Chinny Chin. He even signed my shirt. Seven tiny men in one house.
Yeah, Rob we were signing shirts at the end, and Rob took like a half an hour to sign one shirt. It was incredible.
And how did you spell house, Rob?
H-A-U-umlaut-S.
Of course. Right.
It's a German fairy tale.
House. That's what we're doing. What's here house? They come, one at a time. Sleepy, Doc, Grumpy, all of them with a one woman, the tramp named Snow White.
And I will tell you, Colin, you impressed me by your gay dance every time you would bowl a strike.
That was my next thing I was going to talk about, because my strikes were just super.
Yeah, it was wonderful.
Colin had a very gay dance.
Yes.
It happened once. It was spontaneous, and for some reason, Mike was actually watching when it happened.
Yes, I was, and I noticed the hands going up in the air.
He said, Colin, that was a mighty homosexual reaction there.
Mike was commenting on it before you landed.
Absolutely.
I mean, he was right on it.
But then Mike, to back it up, went up there and started doing, I mean, the gayest things I've ever seen in my life.
Wasn't that incredible? Yeah. Did you like those feet up in the air?
I'm
a delicate big man.
You're like, time to be safe, Jordan.
Let me just say it was gayer and gayer, the relationship between Mike and Colin.
Yeah, well, he's dreamy.
And Mike is a fine POA.
Thank you very much, Colin. I appreciate it.
Oh, come on, guys, please.
Sorry, guys.
The next thing you know, one of you is going to be saying this.
Grandpa, this banana's fantastic.
See, I tell you, you're my favorite.
So we had a great time with
you. I had a great time with you guys.
And Justin, who is the other Cosell grandson, and then Wally Sparks, who was just a wild card.
Yeah, very much so.
Couldn't have had a better time. And Colin was telling us some great stuff about his grandpa.
Well, there was the one with the, can you get me some Malamaz and a cup of milk? We're out of milk. Get me a cup of milk.
Not taking no for an answer.
And forcing him to watch the Yankees.
There you go.
And
the Yankees are down by six runs, Pop. They're gonna win. You wait and see. And then they'd win. And all right, I'm going to bed. Go milk a cow. We need milk.
And then the one that Colin can't tell on the radio, but where he describes his grandpa Howard Cosell having sex.
Yes, no, this is just a stick. He never witnessed this.
No, it was funny though.
Yes, no, I've never witnessed it. You know, I mean, growing up, he was an older man at that point. I care not to think of it. But yes, when I was younger, I used to dream it. I am going to, you know the rest.
Yeah, there you go.
I am going to, yes, it's happening, yes.
Anyway. The explosion of man juice is incredible.
Colin?
Wait, there's some on your hair.
You know, the first time he called, we didn't believe he was Howard Cosell's grandson.
No, it was 15 minutes of screening before I got on the air with you guys, and then 15 more minutes of screening on the air.
But it was great to meet you, and great to meet Justin, and we want a rematch where we can get absolutely the 5-on-5 together, and I think that in unison we can say F you to leisure time bowling lane.
Amen.
And to the CM, of course.
Yeah, and to the CM next to us.
And I've got to give mad props to my homies that while I'm sitting there at the computer trying to figure something out, the computer, you know, the lane all of a sudden died out on us halfway through. That was another thing. And then all of a sudden I turn around and you've got the doo-wop clan right behind you. See, I'm sitting there and all of a sudden I hear boom, boom, boom. Can't buy me. What the hell is going on behind us?
You never know what's going to happen when we bowl, Colin.
Yeah, and for whatever reason, they've got like 50 lanes and they've got us on one lane.
Right.
And for whatever reason, the one lane that we're bowling on, it breaks.
Yep.
In the middle of one of my frames. What happened is they paid for a game. They didn't let us have any practice. We took some practice. And so when the prescribed number of balls had been taken, out went the lights.
Jesus. They could not have screwed us anymore.
It's like putting money in a parking meter.
Yeah. And we had a warped lane. We had the DACM next to us. what are you doing? Oh, we practice for next league. The league's starting. Oh, no, we practice for other league. Well, and which one of you is in the league? Only one of us in league.
And then did you notice the move when the one CM gets done? the next one comes in.
Oh, yeah.
It's like her twin sister comes in and takes her shoes off, and she starts bowling.
And, boy, did they shoot us some dirty looks. I think they did. It was hard to tell through their eyes, but I think they shot us dirty looks.
Colin.
And really, most importantly, they wouldn't let anybody in to watch.
Yeah.
No, not at all.
You know, they didn't mind the fact that they were spending our money at the bar drinking,
right.
But they didn't want them to come in, and that's the whole point of getting out of the bar.
We're very disappointed that happened to everybody, but we'll make arrangements at another facility
next
time.
We'll do it again. Everyone will actually be able to drink and relax. I have about 80 new gray hairs after last night. But,
we got to say, the Port Authority police could not have been nicer to us.
They were very nice.
Some wonderful guys down there.
Hey, listen, and not only did we get nice hats and pins, but they supplied us with the much-needed courtesy card. I don't know what the hell you call that thing, but all I know is I got one for me and one for my wife, and God knows we can use them.
Excellent.
What does it do?
I believe it's the thing that if you, the way it was explained to me by the officer who shall go nameless,
right.
Was that if you're pulled over, you give them the card and you say, my brother-in-law is on the force.
On the job.
On the job. On the job. And then what they do is they say, well, fine. You know, I mean, unless you're driving down the road with Nicole Simpson's head in the passenger seat, right. they say, go ahead.
But right. You can still get away with it.
Go away, yeah. Okay, OJ. Colin, good talking to you. Hold on. Hold
all right,
on.
Guys.
Hold on. We need to talk to you when you're done. Hold
you
on a second.
It,
see you in about a month, I guess.
Oh,
I look forward to that rematch.
Yeah.
Thanks, Colin.
Goodbye.
The Co-Cells. The Co-Cells.
That was a good time. They were really good folks.
Yeah. They were. Everybody was very nice. All the people who came down were great.
They were.
The only dicks are those dicks at that goddamn bowling alley.
I don't know why they had to make it that difficult. I mean, it really was, there was no reason for it. And as Colin said, everybody that he dealt with down there was very, very difficult.
Yeah, they were all just real ass wipes. You know, I mean, first off, we're bowling in a bus station, okay? So it's not like we were expecting the greatest, most fantastic bowling experience ever.
Right.
But actually, the lanes were quite nice.
Yes.
And unlike in previous years, and I'm talking when I used to live here over 20. 3 or 4 years ago, the Port Authority, I think you could generally walk in and out without fear of either stepping in man poo or...
They've cleaned up the Port Authority, and that's due in no small part to the Port Authority police.
That's
they've
very
done a
nice.
Fantastic job. Yeah, it's a good place to hang out.
You won't get killed going in there.
And right. A great statue of Gleason.
Yes, Jackie Gleason, put up by Nickelodeon, I believe.
Yeah. TV Land,
all right.
So kudos.
Sorry, guys.
Wow. Get the facts right, Mike.
See that violent reaction there?
No, TV Land.
So anyway, serious watchers jumped on me there.
Yes, thank you to everyone who came out last night. Sorry that you couldn't get in. That just sucks on ice.
Yeah, it was great meeting everybody.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Don, how are you? This is Mike, actually. We met last night at the bowling alley. I think I'm the only person that got in.
Oh, are you the guy?
I had a fire department hat on.
Gotcha.
Yeah, nice. I remember you.
Yeah, I just, flashed the courtesy card and I got in. I'm sorry I couldn't hang out too long, but I just wanted to come in and cheer you guys on.
No, so this guy, at one point during the guy with the little kids who sang, he got through.
Right.
So at one point this guy says, hey, Don. He puts out his hand and he says, hi. And I'm talking to him. I said, how did you get in? And he has on an FDNY hat.
Right.
Well, not, brother-in-law, that's why.
Yeah. Not even, it looks like a knockoff hat, like right. One of them that you buy on the street. Mm-hmm. And he says that they let him in because they think he's a fireman.
There you go.
Right?
I just flashed the courtesy card, just like they gave you.
Oh, is that what you did? Okay, all right. See, I had thought it was just the hat that got you in.
No. Showed him the card because he wasn't going to let me in, but I said, I'm just here to hang out for a little while.
Those are
handy. He let me in with no problem.
The courtesy card, yeah, and I got one for me and one for my funny, cunny honey. So
did I. Lauren's coming home,
so we're set. Hey, nice meeting you, my friend.
Okay, thanks a lot, guys, and I love the show.
Thank you. Thanks for coming out last night. Hello there, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hello, this is Mike Tyson.
Hi, Mike Tyson.
Hi, I heard you was talking about me yesterday, and I'm coming down there later.
Okay, actually, Mike Tyson is coming down later to be on the show.
Yes, I'll be there.
Yeah, okay. Very exciting. Look forward to it.
I will be there. Okay. I don't want to see any rectums.
Okay, well, F you until you love me, faggot. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Oh, you're on the air.
Hey, I was there last night at the lane C.
What?
Remember I came up to you with my wife? It's D.
Stop it.
What, is this a D's nuts call?
Yeah. Come on.
Oh, man.
Oh, come on. That's so weak. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
The sharp ones are out today.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
I wanted to spread some sunshine in your life. I thought I'd bring you some good news regarding Glenn the Janitor and why he can't win your Las Vegas-style show.
Okay, go ahead.
Listen to your opening announcement from whoever the guy is that tells about the rules of winning
contests. That's right, if you've won a contest in the previous 30 days.
Right. 60, I think.
Is it 60? But anyway, Glenn the Janitor's not going to win because...
you can't win!
I'm pretty sure that the letter that he has sent in is the one about the lesbians and the New England Patriots, even though a guy called in and claimed...
And the naked actress.
...to have written the letter. Yeah, I mean, I think it's a big scam. But yeah, no, you're right.
He probably hired that guy. Now, I haven't won a prize in the last 60 days. I was wondering if I could win something.
Well, send a letter in. I mean, if you want the Las Vegas-style show at your home.
I spent a regular prize.
A regular prize?
Yeah.
Hello, this is not the Salvation Army.
Hey, give us a break here. Come on.
Out of here. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey,
hello.
How you doing? Hello.
Hey, turn your radio down, please.
Sorry about that.
That's okay.
Hey, are you guys coming to Connecticut? I must have missed something, but are you guys coming to Connecticut yet?
Yeah, we were supposed to go to Connecticut to bowl, and then the Rip Van Winkle Lanes, that's the name of the place, they couldn't accommodate us.
In Norwalk, right?
Yeah. I think we're coming there, not next time, but the time after.
Oh, good.
All right, cool.
All right, thanks, my friend. What?
Who are you going to be bowling?
I don't know.
You're going to be bowling my mother's team.
I've only got the stuff 1 week in advance.
Mary O'Meara's 81-year-old bowling team.
I can tell you that the gutter balls will continue our bowling excellence next Wednesday night.
Wednesday.
When we take on the Turd Cutters.
Ah, the Turd Cutters. Fantastic.
The action gets underway at 9 o'clock next Wednesday night at Chantilly Bowl America.
This is a team that's very near and dear to Lisa's heart, right?
Bunch of Lisa's friends.
Ah. It's pronounced Chantilly, Don.
Bowl America is located on Stonecroft Boulevard in Chantilly, Virginia. For directions, call 703-830-2695. Go Balls. Go Mighty Balls.
Yay, Balls.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
All right. That's fine. Be like that. Go ahead, you be like
fine.
That. But yeah,
people.
Did we say? Yeah, we did say thank you to the police because not only did they give us the nice hats and the cards, but they gave us the pins.
Yeah, I mean they really loaded us up with stuff, and we love that stuff so much. We love the police paraphernalia. We really do.
And it's and the hat. What's good is I mean, here's what's bad. What's bad is that we're really from the Port Authority. I was told there were 13 or 14 officers who were killed on 9/11 who worked out of the Port Authority.
Right.
But what's nice is that the hats that we received were authentic from the Port Authority that had, you know, stitched on the back 9/11.
Yes.
So that was a very nice remembrance, and we thank them for thinking of us.
Yeah, and I hope we communicated that to them, how much we appreciated that gesture. We really, really do. You know, you can take the courtesy card out of the equation, but the fact that that's presented to us by actual Port Authority police officers means a lot to us.
Genuinely nice meeting.
But I love the card, and being as I drove to New York this time, I'm going to be using the card.
Yeah, you're going to be driving up one-way streets and everything, just holding the card out the window.
So everything like you driving on the sidewalk, Jack?
Absolutely, Jack.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Yeah, hi, you're on the air. Hello.
Don?
Yeah.
What's going on? This is Barry from Baltimore. What's going on?
Hello, Barry.
How's everything?
Okay.
Wanted to know if you guys are doing any gutter ball action around here.
In Baltimore?
Yeah.
With
some respect, there's nothing to do in this place.
You know, I think all you got to do is call Lisa, and we certainly could go to Baltimore.
I think we had a game lined up against the Bassettes.
Hey, Mike, what's going on?
Hey, how you doing, Barry?
Marty Bassett's team,
the Bassettes.
Yeah, listen, hold on a second. I'll let you talk to Lisa. She does all of our scheduling.
It's either the Marty Bassettes or the Don Scott Five.
That is if Lisa has recovered yet from the emotional scarring from the incident last night with Mike.
I spoke with Lisa, and I passed along my my condolences for my behavior. That's the way I can put it.
I'm in the bar, and I'm just talking to these guys. They're having a drink and saying, hey, great you could come out. And I told you, one guy comes in and goes, oh, my God, you see what's happening outside? I say, what? Mike's out there screaming at Lisa.
Wow. Yeah, sorry. I'm sorry.
It's That's okay.
Fun going on.
That's okay. Hello. Don and Mike Show.
You hear that?
You hear that? Ladies and gentlemen. Hello.
Yeah, I have a quick question.
What?
Yeah.
I have an audio sound I want to send Don and Mike.
An audio sound.
Oh, well, first you're talking to us, D.A. Hi.
Hey, what's up?
Hi.
I have something I want to listen to, okay?
Okay, go ahead. Well-prepared caller.
Well done.
It was Elmo.
It was good from the very beginning. Great call.
It got better.
Great call. Hello, Don and Mike show. Elmo, that makes me think of Rosie O'Donnell, which makes me think you're the one who told me.
Yeah, I was watching Rosie yesterday afternoon because I didn't go out of the apartment. I was kind of vegged out yesterday afternoon. And Rosie has, they do this close-up of Rosie. She says she has athlete's nose.
And what
they were doing is they were zooming in on her nose, and you see this cracked, disgusting circle around her nostril where she's got, according to her, athlete's nose. And then she's looking at the audience like, does anybody else have athlete's nose?
Right, now, here's how you get athlete's nose.
Ow.
As far as I can, since it's a fungus.
Uh-huh. Right.
Okay, it's foot to mouth.
Right.
That's got, I mean,
foot to mouth to nose to vag anus.
There might be other stops in between.
Oh, I'm sure she's a chronic picker.
The non-stop flight would be,
I don't doubt that she's got the big oversized panties when she's lying around her home.
Would be,
you know, plenty of room to reach in.
That's a great picture.
Foot to nostril area.
Not just foot. I don't think she's got the flexibility to grab the foot.
Yeah.
I'm sure that the, you know, the fungus areas are probably somewhere else. Somewhere easier within reach.
You think
probably,
the vag?
Yes. She's probably constantly scratching and picking.
I think if you laid Rosie O'Donnell down on a bed,
it would look like the guy on Operation.
That she probably could lean up and scratch her feet.
Well, she could pull her foot up towards her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and
she probably smells her feet, too.
And here's what I think. As someone who, I've told you myself, I suffer from athlete's foot.
Yes, but you've never had it on your nose.
No, and here's why. I scratch it with a pencil.
That's right.
Okay, what I do is I take an unsharpened pencil.
That's right.
And over my sock.
That's why the unwritten rule is don't chew the pencils in the Geronimo household.
I'm always carrying around pencils that are unsharpened.
But that's not why you have them in the studio, I hope.
No. I use them in the studio just like it's a baton.
Like Johnny.
Yes. Just to make a point, but I got a ton of these at home. Here's my thought, though. If I scratched my athlete's foot with my finger, with my hand, the reason I could think that she would have it on her upper lip would be if she's going...
Yeah, she's smelling her fingers.
Let's be honest. Who does, on occasion, among us, who hasn't? Rob, I don't think it has anything to do with oral.
Can it transfer between two people?
No, I don't think so.
Listen,
oh, that's good news.
This is mainly a guy thing. But like on a really hot day, who hasn't put their hand? Now listen, maybe I'm alone in this.
Right.
Who hasn't put their hand? You know, like if your balls are really sweating.
Right.
If you've been playing sports.
Are you talking about enjoying the smell of your own cheese?
Yeah.
I think people do.
What you do is you put your hand down there.
Well, as you do, right?
Yeah, we've all done it.
Yeah. Thank you for admitting that. I know
it's true.
I know for you more than anybody else it's difficult to admit those things.
I don't do everything that's gross.
You know what I like to occasionally, like if I've gone a day without showering, I like to rub behind my ear. And smell.
Hmm. Okay, so...
Because that's where I get kind of a cheesy odor.
I'll have to try that hot spot.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
So that's my theory on
Rosie. Might even be there when you shower.
That's my theory on Rosie as to why she has athlete's foot on her upper lip.
What she's doing is
smelling it.
What they did is she says, doesn't everybody have athlete's nose once in a while? Come on, get a close-up. Well, they got a close-up without her knowledge. And you hear the audience start to laugh because they get an incredible tight shot of this little piglet nose that she has to start with. And what you see is not only, I really had trouble focusing on the nostril because what you could see was the makeup covering her mustache. And really, I mean, she had the kind of mustache where if you kissed her, you'd probably cut your lip.
God damn.
Cesar Romero.
Rosie O'Donnell. Hello, here's Dustin in Salt Lake City. Hi, Dustin.
How you doing, Don?
Hey, we're doing great.
Hey, I just wanted to let you know, I heard that case nose is a huge problem with the LPGA Tour.
Yeah, okay. Sure. All right, gotcha. Hello, Eric. Eric, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Yeah, I wanted to ask if Mike, when he was talking to Lisa, if he ever asked if she liked Huey Lewis in the news.
It was close to it.
Do you like
Huey Lewis in the news?
Didn't get that far.
Do you like Phil Collins?
Mike didn't have on that see-through plastic raincoat last night.
Don't just look at it, Lisa. Eat it.
Hello, Mary. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Radio gods.
Hi, honey.
I have a more reasonable explanation for the athlete's nose with Rosie.
Sure. What's the more reasonable explanation?
I think perhaps her nose has been buried in an area that is a breeding ground for fungi and yeast. Did you get my
yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I think that's what Rob was alluding to as well.
Sure, sure.
Perhaps she's got that from feasting on the yeast.
Yeah, she's making she's smelling the biscuits.
Okay. Oh. Thank you, Mary.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Smelling the man.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Smelling the man in the boat.
Ahoy. Right.
Getting deep into the yeast.
I myself like the thought best that she's just scratching her feet and then smelling her fingers.
No, she's probably down on the Lido deck.
She's not just scratching her feet and smelling. She's probably scratching her feet, biting her nails, picking her nose.
All those things. Sure.
That's probably what it is, picking the nose.
Making her children's breakfast.
Oh,
God, that's good, kids.
Hello, Donnie.
When they zoomed in on her, though, when they got this super close-up and you saw her underneath the makeup, I don't doubt that, like, they take her into the makeup room and just trowel it on.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Thought it was Joe Montana.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, who's this?
This is Richie, Mike. Is it Don?
Yeah, hi, Richie.
Yeah, for the PA. Congratulations last night.
Thank you. Listen, Richie is one of the guys that he came down with all the nice stuff for us.
Oh, hi, Richie.
Hey, when you guys walked in, the look of determination to win that match.
Sure.
Unbelievable.
Sure. You guys, that's the way we come to play every time.
I couldn't believe it, and I really enjoyed meeting you. And your fans were terrific. It was, you know, sorry they couldn't get in.
Hey, you know, I know I had a meltdown last night, but do I get the props for the high game last night? Thank you very much.
You carried it. You know, if you turn the cocktail napkin over, you'll actually get to see the scores.
Where's the napkin?
I asked Mike if he was sleepy for carrying the team, because I was just bowling like... I think he had like a 137.
I think it was more like 200.
The official cocktail.
No, hold on. I didn't do bad either. Hold on, let me see.
That's true.
I
didn't say you did.
No. Hold on, but let me see.
I didn't say you
Rob,
did.
Rob, you make out this chicken scratch.
Johnny Competitory.
Come on.
You know, that's interesting. I say I had the high game of the day. I didn't do bad either.
137, Mike O'Mara. 92, Rob Spiewak. And maybe 117, Don Geronimo. I can't make it out.
About my average.
And then the Cosells, both Cosells bowled 119 and 112, and Wally Sparks, 89.
89, there you go. Oh, listen, Richie, thank you for bringing the stuff by.
Yeah. Okay.
And, you know, hats off to all you guys. And Johnny just put on the screen, you can see pictures of us and the Fighting Cosells on WNEW.com.
Do you think he put up both pictures? Because we took two.
That's right. I don't think the second one's going to make it.
Oh, I hope the gay one comes out.
I hope it does.
I don't think the second
Please
one.
Please put the gay one up.
Because I seen it, and it's funny.
It is.
All right, see you later, Richie.
Okay, guys, be well.
The pins are beautiful, Richie. Thank you.
Thank you, my friend. Last call. Hello, Donna Meisha. Thanks for that card. Boy, am I going to try that card out. Hello.
Hey, yo, Sunday to be well. You up, partner?
What is this? A prison call?
Is this a prison call? Hello?
That nigga's got a gun to your head in your crib.
Them niggas acting crazy, man.
No life, nigga, man.
Hello?
Hello?
So what?
Hi, what school do you go to?
What, are we on some party line or something?
Yo, who that in the background?
Hey, what's going on, man?
Hello?
What the heck is that?
Yo.
Hello?
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 How many niggas they calling the radio station?
Hello?
Hello? I don't know.
Unexplainable phenomenon.
I picked up line number one, and that's what we got.
That was acting crazy now.
All right, let's clear these lines out. Get a call, 100. 877-365-3636.
Wow.
We're from D.C., 202-432-1067, and from New York, 877.
This house is sure going crazy.
692-1027. It's the melting pot known as the Don and Mike Show.
Absolutely.
And we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
You know, it's a funny kind of a thing, but you know, I feel better after I got all that off my chest. I feel like a load. A load is off my shoulders. You're good. Doc, thank you.
See, I didn't do anything.
Oh, you did something?
No, I did nothing.
You did something?
I didn't.
The load? Gone. Where is it? Don't know. You're good. Nah. You're good, Doc. You're good. I'm going to begin to touch with you.
Don't, please.
Oh, just one more thing. If I talk to you and you turn me into a fag, I'm going to kill you. You understand?
Could we define fag? Because some feelings may come up.
I'm a fag, you die.
The only cure for syphilis of the anus. The Don and Mike Show.
That's documented, incidentally.
Yes.
Don and Mike show. Hello?
Don and Mike?
Yeah, you're caller 100. What's your name?
Oh, my name is Bill. How you doing?
Hey, Bill, we're doing great. Where are you from?
Long Island, New York. I was just about to hang up.
Why were you going to hang up?
Well, I figured, you know, the thing is ringing and no one's answering, so.
Well, Bill, you've won.
Well, we don't answer until we go back on the air.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Bill.
Hello,
oh,
Bill.
It's your lucky day. Bill, you won the two-disc DVD copy of MASH.
Oh, terrific.
Apparently we have 1 billion copies of this movie.
Right. Well, they're not, you know, I know everyone would like one.
Yeah.
I love MASH. That was a great show.
The original movie, which is better than the TV show.
Yes, it's fantastic.
You got to know that.
Oh, yeah.
And here's a little clip from some of the behind-the-scenes footage that is in the uncut and fully restored version.
Oh, this is great.
Listen to this. It's from MASH.
Grandpa, this banana's fantastic.
There you go. That's from MASH. And your 2-DVD set is courtesy of Fox. Thanks for listening.
Thanks a lot, man. You guys are great.
Thank you, Bill.
Thank you. Hold on.
Happy New Year.
Same to you. Hold on a second. Now,
Hot Lips.
I got to make a quick call here. My poor, honey.
Your wife? Your lovely and talented wife?
What's happened to Frida?
Well, I feel bad that I'm not around right now.
A time of crisis, perhaps?
No, not crisis. Hey, Rob, would you dial my phone number?
Did you leave her any food and water when you left the house?
I thought there was some in the cage. I'm pretty sure.
That's good.
I mean, I left,
Did you loosen the restraints?
As much as need be.
Very good.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
She has plenty of room to run and dig?
Got her on a rope in the backyard.
A run.
That's what I did.
My clothesline.
Just like in something about Mary.
That's right.
Get a retarded guy and tie him up to a clothesline.
Plenty of room where he can run and dig.
That's
the best line in that movie.
All right, hang on for a
second.
Please.
There you go. Hey, I like that. I like Rob screening the calls.
There we go.
How's the mood seem?
Nice.
Okay, good.
She said, hello, my best friend.
Ah, there you go. Hello, hi. Hi, sweetie.
Yeah, hi, sweetheart.
Now, listen, here's the deal. Really, why I feel bad for Frida is that generally we try to do the crappy parenting stuff together.
Right.
I mean, the stuff that you know, that we really don't want to do, we try to do it together.
Mm-hmm.
And she got stuck last night with the duty of the meeting. It was some meeting about college or something like that.
Well, it was just
that.
An informational thing about getting ready to choose a college.
Right, for my kid. And what we are discovering with Bart, who, you know, we love with all of our heart, it kind of rhymed. What we're discovering is that while he's a wonderful kid, we love him more than anything,
mm-hmm.
we are reaching the point where we are kind of ready for him to move on.
Looking forward,
you know what I mean. I don't want to sound cold, but
ready for him to go to college.
Yeah, all boys,
not alone.
All boys, and maybe girls are like this. At some point, it just gets to the point where you say, you know, hey, we've done the work. We've been baby stepping.
You're doing the work.
Yeah, and we've kind of decided. You know, we love him,
mm-hmm.
but. We're ready.
Ready for, a lot of parents feel that way.
I think it's a natural thing, and that's why God makes it easy for your kid to leave the nest, because when that time comes, you know, you're showing them the door.
What you will do, you're going through what normal parents go through. You will have that feeling up until the, you know, probably 6 months before he's going to go, and then when he does go, you will not only have the trauma of him going, but then it will be a period of adjustment for you two after he leaves, but that's perfectly normal. Normal what you're experiencing.
No, I don't think so. Right, the way we feel right now,
you're ready to do a dance.
Pretty much going to be party central,
right?
And my poor husband, who is so sweet, because Bart, you know, and this is probably bad parenting in itself, he's been my good friend. I mean, he likes to do a lot of the stuff I like.
You know, Frida has consistently throughout, Bart's going to be 17 next year, she's drug him to all the crap that I would never go to.
That's right, he's not even 17 yet, so you've got got about two more years of this.
Oh, we got a year and a half.
We got a year and a half.
Now that we're counting.
Right.
We have less time on our contract with Infinity than we have on our contract with Bart.
Your contract with Bart.
So the deal is...
I take it a community college will not be in the works, huh?
No, there'll be no living at home.
No. No. Not even if he goes to...
And I think that's agreed all around.
Are you encouraging West Coast universities?
Or, say, how about in-state? Is in-state okay?
No. Now, I'll tell you why in-state is okay.
Because it's cheap.
Well, okay, that's the first reason.
I remember that from, 13 years ago. Right.
Virginia Tech is an outstanding school.
So is VCU.
All right. Rob, if Bart goes to VCU, I will kill myself.
Richmond's a fine city.
We might as well go to the 13th grade.
Okay?
Not to slam VCU, but I decided not to go there.
Wow.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
There you go.
Wow.
So anyway,
I was pleased to get it.
The deal is that she's got to go to these meetings.
The meetings aren't the problem. It's my escort.
Yeah, it's the fact that Bart is like most kids now. He is an average, almost 17-year-old boy. And in the past, he has, when there's something that I would refuse to do, like go to a museum or go to some dumb lecture or a play, he, for the most part, had always gone with freedom.
He and I used to have a lot in common and be good friends. And my poor husband is so sweet. He said to me last night, look, I'm your friend. I'll go to FN Broadway with you if you want. A guy is really going to enjoy it when he calls it effing Broadway.
Effing Broadway, baby.
I talk like that in real life. I got home and I call her up after we had the bowling, and I said, listen, it was great, and I got you the cards, so like you can virtually run somebody over and you can get away with it. And
Rob Banks.
She's in the bathtub, and she got a little teary on me.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, what's going on? She said, he's just a normal teenage boy, but it's like, they're at the meeting, she's going to the meeting,
right?
And I should have been there, but we were out of town.
Right.
We're going to this meeting to help select a college for our kid because we care. His attitude is he's pissed off that we're there.
Yeah. Oh, really? Okay.
That's a normal kid attitude.
Like, Mom, why do you have to be here?
Right. So Frida says that she's sitting there, and Bart's like got his feet up on some chair, and he's playing with a phone or something. And, we're there. She's there.
It's no big deal. It's just that I'm used to. You raise a kid in for like 15 or years or so, and Bart probably longer than most kids was just nice to me all the time. Was just always my friend and happy, and now I get Mr. Sullen.
I think that Brent Butler once said the reason she didn't have a family was because she wasn't ready for that much ingratitude.
Yeah. And I said,
which I always thought was a pretty good line.
But yeah. I feel like being Joan Collins. No, I mean, not Joan Collins. Who is it?
Rivers?
No.
Joan Crawford.
Joan Embry of the San Diego Zoo.
Joan Crawford.
No fan on the street would treat me like you do.
You know what I said to Frida? I said, get used to, and again, I love my son more than anything. Let me qualify that. And I think he and I have a close, great relationship, but I said to my wife, hey, get used to the indifference that I have felt ever since he got his first pube.
Uh-huh.
I mean, since around that time.
That's basically the attitude, and it's perfectly normal.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want you in the room.
It's always, hi, Dad,
that when he gets to college, though, like in his sophomore year, he begins to maybe come around a little bit, and you guys become, normal adults again.
Well, and it's not that things aren't normal. I think he's a normal kid, and we're normal parents.
No,
it's
but what I'm saying is that it is normal behavior to consider the parents to be complete dip S's.
Yeah.
This time.
No, he thinks we're tools.
Well, that's the normal teenager.
He doesn't like the fact that we have rules. Mm-hmm. Apparently, and according to him, every other kid in the world gets to do all the stuff that we won't let him do.
Right.
How come when he goes somewhere, how come he has to call us? And, I feel like just...
He's going
to
be better for it.
You can think I'm a tool. You can think I'm a dick. I find myself saying over and over again, this is my house.
Yeah.
These are my rules.
Yeah, that's right.
And
you guys, you both sound like you're going through a little bit of a guilt deal here. Like you're feeling a little guilty about it.
I don't feel guilty.
No, I don't feel guilty. It's just not easy. It's not easy.
Listen, I don't feel guilty. I feel bad for my wife.
Okay.
Because my wife had been strung along for whatever reason,
thinking that she was a pal.
Yeah, my son had spared my wife's feelings, whereas two or three years ago, he decided, bailed on you. He decided totally not to spare my feelings. Like, I'm used to when I call home, when I'm on the road or something.
Right.
I call home and I go, hey, bud, how you doing? And it's not that things aren't great with us, but I go, how you doing? He goes, fine. I go, anything happened at school I should know about?
No.
So what's happening? Dad, I'm on the other line.
Right.
You know, I'm used to that now. Then I just go, okay, love you. Love you. Mom, Dad's on the phone. And then I just, then the click. And she's never received any of that. And now, she's getting her
and
share of that now.
Just the normal progression of breaking the apron strings. It's just very normal.
Yeah, I know. He's just, he's a kid.
But I'm okay because I've got my best friend there. He's going to go to, you told me go to effing museums and effing Broadway.
That's what I said.
Any place I want to go, you're there with me.
Don Frieda, you want me to talk to him?
Hey, why don't you come on over, Mike?
Okay, I'll have a word with the boy. Have a word with the boy.
No, he's a good kid,
and I always have been able to bond with him.
He's a good kid, and we are just counting the days until he goes to college.
So you got a year and a half.
Yeah. Year and a, is that about it, honey? About a year and a half.
That's it, my darling.
And, you know, I mean, and, you know, here's the thing that's a bitch is that, and he's, like, no different than the other kid. He doesn't appreciate the fact that our vacation schedule, okay? I know a lot of you guys listening, you think we get way too much vacation, but the tough, we get it. We get, like, four vacations a year.
Right.
So the next vacation that we're going to take, oh, here's the vacation. We're going to look at colleges.
Hi.
I mean, you know.
Hey, New England.
Yeah. What kind of vacation is that for Frieda and I? Right. We gotta drive across the goddamn country and go to boring colleges.
I could give you a list of colleges where it'd be a wonderful vacation.
Again, VCU comes up
for him.
University of Miami.
And again, the feedback that we get is that. Hey, it's a drag.
UNLV?
It's a drag.
San Diego State. There you go.
It's a drag that we are taking him to do this. That right. He would rather do it without his parents.
Ah, that's sad. Yeah, of course he would.
And I'm sorry, I'm not going to just give him the
road keys. Road trip. He's thinking road trip.
I'm not going to give him the keys to the car and say, all right, you want to check out San Diego State? See you in a week, son.
Right.
You know, it ain't going to happen. It just ain't going to happen. So anyway, and, you know, here's another thing. God, I'm getting all this off my chest. It pisses me off.
It's good.
And I don't know how many parents can relate to this. When you walk in a room, and he's on AOL, and he's got the instant message, and as soon as I walk in the room, he clicks it off. And
my wife does that to me.
Okay, now there's
they're talking.
There's the nanosecond where I see that it's been the instant message box.
Yeah.
And I say, what are you writing that you have to hide from me? He says, I'm not hiding anything from you. I said, when I walk in the room, you turn off the instant message. He said, it's private. And now at that point, I don't want to start screaming at him and say, like, open it back up, show me what it said.
Right.
This is the other thing we're getting a lot from him. We'll ask him a question. He'll go, I don't want to answer that. That's
my personal life.
That's a private matter.
Oh, and I understand. That feels bad.
You know, and it's like, hello, you don't have those rights in my house.
Right.
You know, and I mean, it's nothing major. It's like he'll be on the phone with a girl for an hour, and we'll say, who are you talking to? It's personal. I'll say, you can give us a name. Who are you talking to?
Right.
And then he'll give a name, and he'll go, what were you talking about? Oh, and then he gets mad. He goes, oh, it's my private life.
He says we have him on a short leash.
Yeah. Mm. And what he doesn't realize...
So he's secretive.
What he doesn't realize is we've got him on a longer leash than really we'd like him to be on.
Of course.
And I think, comparatively speaking, we've got him on a longer leash than a lot of parents because he's a pretty good kid.
Have you thought about following him?
Private detective. Yeah, that's private detective.
No, I will. I fully plan on, with my two daughters, I will be following. I will rent cars. Yeah, absolutely. I want to know exactly. I want to know what's going on.
But anyway, because I was
there won't be any computers in my house when they get to that age.
Because I was a boy, I understand it, and I feel bad for Frida that you know, she had been living in this fantasy world, you know. And as a matter of fact, you told me that when he was a little kid, when you have a kid that's small, every day you come home and it's like the kid is like a dog. Well, what I mean is, you know, your dog is always happy to see you.
Right. And it is the greatest thing. I have a 6-year-old and a 4-year-old, and it is the greatest thing in the world to walk into my kitchen.
Right. And Frida, thanks for reminding me, because now I can say I told you so.
Yeah, right, because Frida would say to me, when I would come home and he'd be so happy, and I'd say, God, I love this little guy. God damn, I love him so much. She would say to me,
I won't always be like this.
And then
be prepared.
Then a couple of years ago, you know, we started the dad-son thing, where it was like, you know, it would be, well, it's dad's decision. You talk to, this is a manly thing, you talk to dad. So I'd be the heavy, and then there would be the, you know, the stuff between us. But now I can say it to you that it doesn't last for you forever either.
Oh, what, for me?
Yeah.
Oh, I never, you know what? I forgot, but I knew it wouldn't last forever. I know this is perfectly normal. I knew it wouldn't last for forever. But it just, when it hits you, it takes you by surprise.
But I should tell you both that normally, when he goes away to college, he will tap into the wisdom of his parents. And I know that I went through that with my parents. Like, by the time I finished college, a lot of stuff that I had been told kind of made sense to me.
Yeah, I'm sure it'll...
I came back around on my parents, and it was a pretty good relationship after that.
They always say that in the 4 years you're in college, your parents learn so much.
That's right, exactly. It's so true. I really do believe that, and I think that's a normal pattern of behavior.
And, you know, like I say to my kid all the time, T.S., and that's the other great thing about the fact that he's grown up now,
right,
is that I just cuss. I don't use initials. I just say, like, T.S. when I get pissed at him, I just say,
right,
tough ass. I got news for you. No one has privacy in this house. Mm-hmm. If you live in this house, everything goes. You want to ask me anything? Ask me anything. I don't want to ask you anything. I say, fine, but I'm going to be an open book with you.
Right.
You got to be an open book with me. You want privacy? I tell you what, 18 months, you can be as private as you want.
I think every parent wants to know every detail of what their kid's up to, and it's never going to happen now.
Yeah. But anyway, there's you. Last night, I get home, and I'm all happy about the bowling that we won, and that, you know, we got the stuff from the cops, and I get the, you know, I get the sound. Well, first off, he picks up the phone, right? It's about 10:15. Here's the thing. The phone, when he picks it up, it's, hello? Like it might be a girlfriend or one of his friends. And I go, hey, bud. Immediately he goes, Dad, I'm trying to sleep. Okay.
I
get the attitude right away. I say, okay, fine. Love you. Let me talk to Mom. Hold on. And all he really has to do is just put the phone down and get on the intercom and tell Freedom on the phone. And I immediately get that hollow sound that she's in the bathroom, and I hear the bath water, and I get the...
So he's being a little difficult.
Yeah, he is.
He's charming to everybody else.
You want to...
That's the other thing that's a pisser, is that he'll go to someone else's house,
right,
and we'll talk to the parents, and they will say, we have never met a young man as wonderful as your son. Your son...
So well-mannered, so polite.
Well, that's good. That means you're doing a good job.
He converses. Mm-hmm. He tells stories. He makes people laugh. He is wonderful.
Eddie Haskell.
He comes home with us.
Right.
And all we get is, how was your day? That's private.
Well, it's good that he's putting on the good show, you know, outside of the house. It's better than him being an angel to you guys and horrible to other people.
Yeah, I agree. I just felt bad for my honey last. I know we got to pray, but I just felt bad. She's in the bathtub crying, you know.
You get used to that, too. I get that a lot.
Your wife is in the bathtub crying.
Well, that's because of the water temperature.
For an entirely different reason, Rob.
She'll build up a callus. I mean, you get used to it.
All right.
Wow.
All right. Well, thank you, my darling. Thanks for being my buddy.
Come on. You know I am.
I know.
You're my best friend. I've always told you that.
I appreciate it. You were a model husband last night. So God is good to me. I mean, you know, I only have to deal with one a-hole at a time.
Okay. Oh, yeah, hold on. Lisa needs to talk to you, okay?
Oh, sure.
All right, love you.
Love you, too.
Hold on, honey.
Hold on. There you go.
Yeah, so you got each other.
Yeah.
Slice of life.
Yeah, we both got Lisa.
It's a good situation.
We have Lisa. Stop. That's how we've decided to fill the void. To fill the void with Bart when he leaves, we're going to ask Lisa to move in.
Ah, very nice. Very
that
nice.
Is the queer duality of marriage.
There you go.
Okay, everybody. Listen, okay, I got nothing but calls about this, but I don't care what any of you have to say.
Okay. Yeah. I'll have a talk with the boy.
Can't please hurt. Stay away from him. Please, Mike. Just maintain the Uncle Mike on the telephone relationship with him.
Okay. Yeah, I guess I kind of have my own ass to deal with.
This music means, oh my God, get ready to match the stars.
Yes.
We are going to play Match Game 2002, and, oh, we have a nice big cash prize for you today. $500 American
Ooh.
And a two-night getaway to the Wintergreen Resort.
Isn't that special?
Our Match Game grand prize is courtesy of Contact. Contact wants you to feel comfortable. Don't let a cold get you down. Be prepared by Contact. Use as directed. It's working great for Mike.
It sure is.
Mike was telling us today at breakfast how much better he's feeling.
Oh, I do. I feel a lot better.
Listen, Rob, I'm always confused. How many calls do we need?
We need to start with two calls.
We need at least two people, but
right.
Then we'll need two more people
and
after
then we'll
that.
We'll need two more after that.
All right, so call.
Right.
From anywhere in America, 877-365-3636. From D.C. on WJFK, 202-432-1067. New York on NEW, 877-692-1027. And we'll be back with the Match Game right after this.
And Mike Show.
Cletus, what are you beating your gums about?
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. From D.C. on WJFK, 202-432-1067. And from New York City on WNEW, 877-692-1027. They're ready to believe you.
Right.
DJs and DAs. The Don and Mike Show.
All right, now, before we play Magic Game, I just want to mention a Las Vegas-style show in your home. Super Bowl Saturday, next Saturday night, we are going to somebody's house.
Wow. What? What? No, what are you doing? What? I was just, I drew a picture for Rob.
I know. I'm trying to do the sell here.
I understand. I'm
for
sorry.
The contest.
I know. Go ahead and don't pay. You weren't supposed to see that.
How can I not see that?
The teacher caught me.
You're 4 feet away from me holding something up.
Don, it's private.
There it is.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
You keep getting mad the next time we say CM, okay?
I am sorry.
You keep getting mad at us.
Okay. I don't get mad.
Listen, Las Vegas-style show in your home. Next night. Now, Rob.
What's good for the goose?
Yeah, I know.
I have to ask.
Why don't we behave so badly up in New York?
I have to ask both of you to please put your pencils down.
It's the proximity we have to each other.
Please put your pencils down, turn the music off, and let me just say, Las Vegas style show in your home a week from Saturday. We'd love to come there. We'd love to put on the show, bring the chicks, give away the money, have the booze. Your house, fax us your entry. 800-636-6410. Tell us why we should come to your house, and we will select the winner on Monday's show.
Hi.
Didn't I request all pencils, please, down?
Yes.
Please.
Pay attention to the proctor.
Please focus on this.
I'm sorry. I'll stop.
Would you please?
I will.
Wow. That one goes back like 60 years.
Mm-hmm. Trent, you see some of these pictures Mike's drawn? Take a look at that.
That's a nice
one. And this comes from a guy holding all these up. Show Trini.
Show the rest of the class.
Right, now, this is a man. He gets offended. There's like a...
Isn't that shameful, Trini?
He gets mad when we got like a Japanese guy. We call him CM.
I know.
Chinaman.
I know. I'm a complicated guy. I can't help myself.
The duality of Mike O'Mara.
This is true.
Queer duality.
This is true.
The queer duality.
You were talking about the Las Vegas style show, though, weren't you?
Yeah. In their
at
house.
Somebody's house?
Yeah, I was. Yeah, but don't worry.
Okay.
Just keep drawing your circa 1945 World War II pictures of Chinese people.
No problem.
Giant buck teeth.
That was Japanese, though.
Excuse me. All right.
But that's better?
Like, there's a difference?
There was a caricature of a Japanese soldier.
I thought it was Tojo himself.
Yes, it was.
Nice hat.
Okay, we're picking the winner on Monday.
Yes, we are.
For the thanks, Buzz. Thanks for hanging there with me.
I'm here.
For the Las Vegas-style show at your home. Tomorrow on the show, besides all of the usual Friday favorites, we're going to have Laura Sigmund from Playboy Magazine. And here's what she's coming in to talk about. Playboy is going to get...
I'm not doing anything. I am not doing...
I hear snickering.
I am not doing anything. You
know, I'll stop. I'll stop. I'm sorry. There's someone from Playboy coming in tomorrow.
Yes,
Laura, I'm sorry. Laura, you know what? You're right. I'm putting my pen down. The pen is down. I'm not going to do that anymore.
You know what?
What?
You do not deserve... The next time we're out privately,
yes,
and we do something like, oh, how are you?
Right.
You do not deserve to play that card where you go, guys,
okay,
knock it off.
All
it's
right.
Not funny
All
anymore.
Right, I'll stop. I'll stop. I'm sorry. It's just something about having the, you know, the paper and pen in front of me.
The paper and pen in front of you every day.
I understand. Here, I'll put it away.
Every day you do.
All right, I'll stop.
Tomorrow. Anyway, here's the deal. Playboy's going to get a reality TV show.
Right.
Uh-huh. And they're going to get beautiful women who will star in this exciting network TV show.
What am I doing?
You know,
I'm not doing
he
anything.
He just did the thing where he made his eyes.
No, I did. No, I did nothing of the kind.
I didn't see it. I just saw
I
Mike smirking, and that's all I needed.
I'm going to sit over here and listen to what you're talking about.
You did the thing
important
with your eyes where you make eyes look
no,
like
I didn't.
Hello.
I did.
Hello.
I did. No, I did.
Yes,
no such
did
thing.
Yes,
I did.
You
no
did.
Thing.
Yes, you did.
Yes, you did.
Go ahead. Yes, you did.
Go ahead.
And you're doing the buck teeth.
I have to apologize. I've got a short comedic
You know
today.
What? You know something? Rob's encouraging me. I'm going to be a professional right now. Is someone coming in from Playboy tomorrow?
Laura Sigmund.
Yeah. You know what? I guess you'll find out about it tomorrow.
Right? Oh, no. I'd like to know. I know our listeners would like to know. See, I ruined it for the listeners.
Mike, would you please leave the room while I tell the listeners about this?
Right, stand in the hallway facing the wall.
Tomorrow. And Rob, would you please leave the room as well?
Yes.
Well, you go ahead. Why don't you get a rickshaw, the two of you?
Okay. Opposite Bye-bye. Corners.
Anyway, Buzz.
They're doing a reality TV show at Playboy.
Yes, they are. Thank you, Buzz. And one of the women who's selected for this.
Where are they?
They're
looking in the window, making faces.
Through the window behind me.
Stretching their eyes with their fingers.
Making Chinese faces. One of the women who is selected to be on this TV show will be the Playmate of the Month. Uh-huh. And anyway, she's coming to tell us about it tomorrow to tell you, the Don and Mike listener, how you can audition for this.
Ah, excellent. Sounds
Thank
like
you.
Fun.
Thank you. Come on in, Honorable Mike and Honorable Rob.
Welcome back, Mike.
Come on in.
That was really unprofessional. I apologize to you and our listening audience.
Yes.
Come on in.
And that goes double for me. Mike and I apologize to each other outside, and this won't happen again, Joe.
Okay, let's...
Ooh, what the hell got into me,
let's
really?
Let's play a little Match Game 2002.
Yeah.
All of the elements are in place, and now here is the... Oh, is this the thing that calls you the star, Rob?
I fixed that.
Okay, here we go.
Get ready to match the stars. It's Match Game 2001. With the stars,
Wait a minute.
Don Geronimo,
Wait a minute.
Mike O'Mara.
2002.
We don't have the 2002 update?
We do at home. It didn't occur to me that we changed the year. The jokes are all new, though.
All right.
Michael J. Elston.
Hi.
And your host, Rob Spiewak.
And welcome to the Big Money Star-Studded Match Game 2002. Hello, stars.
Hi,
Hello,
Rob.
Now, I have a special treat for you all, for our celebrity guests. Do you all know the show, Rhoda?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, here's another guy who knows the show, Rhoda. Say hi to John Costantino. John, come on in.
John, our New York producer. Yeah.
Johnny.
We couldn't get a celebrity. We couldn't get Rhoda to come down today to play the game.
Oh,
so.
Well.
And some booking, eh?
And Pete Johnson. When do you go?
Pete still won't come back on the show, huh?
No, not at all. Not at all. But currently preparing to take a tour of America's finest universities. That sounds like good fun. Doesn't it, Don Geronimo?
Hi, Rob, and hi, fellow stars.
He is the...
Hi, Don.
The talented understudy to Nathan Lane and the producers, a true singing, dancing, acting triple threat, our Broadway treasure, John Costantino. Welcome, John.
Hi, Rob. Thanks.
He's a first-timer, so be kind. And the owner and operator of the amusement park, O'Mara Land. Stop by and ride the fabulous mood swing. It's Radio's Mike O'Mara.
Hi, Rob.
And currently on the USA Today's bestseller list at number 6 with his novel, Have You No Olives, it's Michael J. Elston. Hello,
Rob.
Stars.
Hi, Rob.
Hi, Rob. All right, now, Rob, let's see. We're going to go with the contestants, I believe, are Line 11, Anne Marie. Hi, Anne Marie. Hi.
Hi.
Hi, where are you from, honey?
I'm in Manhattan.
Beautiful.
Anne Marie.
And we also want to go to line number 6.
Mighty Freddy.
Which is Fred. Hi, Fred.
Hey, how you doing, Mike? Nice show.
Fred.
Hi,
John,
Fred.
Sorry.
How are you? Fred, where are you from?
Herndon, Virginia.
All right, so we've got Anne-Marie versus Fred.
Right.
Keep in mind the grand prize you're playing for is $500 cash.
Serious money.
And a two-night getaway to the Winter Green Resort. Robbie, let's start this crazy game.
All right, Anne-Marie, Fred, are you familiar with the rules?
Sure.
Please do not match until you are asked to match. We flipped a coin backstage. Anne-Marie, you won, so I need you to pick A or B.
B.
B it is.
B.
And here is your clue. Kudos to masculine mirth maven Paula Poundstone. Her career seems to be back on track. We spotted her just last week trying out new material, wearing a man's sport jacket, a man's tie, and a man's blank. Good old Paula Poundstone. Wearing a man's sport jacket.
I'm in.
A man's tie, and a man's blank.
I'm in.
I'm in.
Wait on you, Johnny.
Oh, I'm writing still.
He's all right, still writing.
Still crafting.
For those of you who don't know, Johnny is our New York producer.
And a fine one he is.
Are you in, Johnny?
I'm in.
For being such a crappy show, how come we got so many producers? We got the executive producer, Charles Broyhill. We have the producer, Lisa Herndon.
Right.
And we got the New York producer, Johnny.
Right.
Still, we got a 0.9 share on the ratings. That's like one-third of a share for each of our producers.
Think how bad it could be. It could be even worse. Anne-Marie, you familiar with masculine mirth maven Paula Poundstone?
Not really, but...
All right. Her career seems to be back on track. We spotted her last week with a man's sport jacket, a man's tie, and a man's blank. What do you say?
Jockstrap.
A man's jockstrap. Ah, nothing completes the outfit. Don, do you have Paula Poundstone's jockstrap?
Rob, you want to know something?
I do.
Hey! Wow, that's a match.
Way to go.
Nice job.
I do jockstrap.
How about you, John?
I have what's in the jockstrap. I have stuff.
Oh, you know. Not a match. How about you, Mike?
I got a little more detailed. I said penis.
Oh, and a picture.
Penis.
We love the artwork. How about you, Buzz?
I said jockstrap.
Wow. Jockstrap. Wow.
Two matches, and Anne-Marie moves ahead. Got some catching up to do. Fred, are you ready?
Yep.
From the creators of That 70s Show and That 80s Show, it's G. Gordon Liddy's new sitcom, That Blank Show. You familiar with G. Gordon Liddy there, Fred?
Yeah.
Yeah, he used to be on this program, or precede this program. And from the creators of That 70s Show and That 80s Show, it's G. Gordon Liddy's new sitcom, That Blank Show. Hold your answer, please, Fred.
I'm in. I'm in.
The panel's right?
I think we're all ready.
All right, Freddy, he's always ready. What's the name of G. Gordon Liddy's new sitcom, That Blank Show? What do you say?
That 20s Show.
That 20s Show.
Said 20s. And, Don, do you have G. Gordon Liddy as a flapper?
No, Rob, I have That 2000 B.C. Show.
Not a match. Sorry to say, not a match. How about you, John?
I went a different way, not with the years. I have That 0.0 Show.
Oh!
Good answer.
And quite accurate. How about you, Mike?
I said That 1800 Show.
And another picture.
There we go.
It's a lovely likeness.
Thank
How about you.
You,
Buzz?
And I said That Late 60s Show.
No matches there. Anne-Marie, you're in the lead, so you go first. I need you to pick A or B.
B.
B it is. You're sticking with B. And here is your clue. Hey, bet you didn't know that the heartwarming tale of a retarded adult entitled I Am Sam is based on a true story. It's the actual tale.
Rob,
come on. Could this be telegraphed any earlier? You know what? Everyone has a chance in the
right.
The beautiful match game 2001 or 2.
You know what? I'm going to write down my answer before you finish the question.
I am too.
No, nothing like saving time.
I am
the
question.
It's the actual tale.
There we go. Down both in.
Of a man called...
No, I want to hear the question.
John, are you in?
I'm in.
Yeah, well, it's fun, isn't it? Bet you didn't know that the heartwarming tale of a retarded adult entitled I Am Sam is based on a true story. It's the actual tale of a man called Sam Blank.
Okay, now I'm in.
Okay.
Buzz, please.
Didn't even take the cap off the pen.
All right. All right, is the panel right, I believe?
Yes.
Yeah,
we were right as soon as we heard I Am Sam.
I Am Sam, based on a man called Sam Blank. What answer do you have?
Can you repeat it one more time?
I sure can. Bet you didn't know that the heartwarming tale of a retarded adult entitled I Am Sam is based on a true story. It's the actual tale of a man called Sam Blank. What do you say, Anne-Marie?
I don't know, Sam.
Need an answer. Need anything.
Sam, I don't know. Sam, I am. I have no
idea. Sam, I am.
Good answer. I bet you matched up at least on two of them. How about you, Don? Do you have Sam, I am?
No, I have Sam Huff.
Oh,
there it is.
Wow. Does he have any kids?
Sam Huff.
This is Sam Huff.
That's right. How about you, John?
I have Sam Huff.
Sam Huff, duh.
This is Sam Huff.
How about you, Mike?
I've got it right here, Sam Huff.
Another good picture.
This is Sam Huff.
Leather helmet. How about you, Buzz?
And I have Huff.
Huff, I am.
This is Sam Huff.
No matches there, Fred. A lucky break for you because that would have been a good place for her to jump ahead. Here is your clue. USA Today's Craig Wilson hopes to someday win a Pulitzer Prize. And he's already got a place picked out for it. He wants to keep it in his blank.
Okay, I'm in.
You familiar with Craig Wilson, Fred?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, he does that Wednesday column. I believe it's called The Final Word.
Only from your show.
Oh, well, I'm glad to know that we're spreading the magic.
I'm in.
He's hoped to someday win a Pulitzer Prize, and he's already got a place picked out for it. He wants to keep it in his blank. Is the panel right?
I'm in.
Like you in?
I'm in.
Yeah, we're ready.
All right, Mighty Freddy. USA Today's Craig Wilson hopes to win that Pulitzer Prize, and he's already got a place picked out for it. He wants to keep it in his blank. What do you say?
Bun warmer.
In his bun warmer.
In his bun warmer. We'll have to see if the judges are, how lax they are on that. Don, do you have bun warmer?
Well, you're going to have to be more specific.
Okay, we need something more specific, Fred.
Okay, and...
thank you for keeping it medical. That's a horrifying image. Do you have Craig Wilson's rectum, Don?
Rob, not only do I have his rectum.
Yes.
That's excellent.
Exactly what I
wrote. Smooth, cleanly shaven rectum.
There it is.
A nice
direct match.
With adjectives. How about you, John?
I have the radio friendly behind.
Oh, behind, also a match.
That's a match.
And Fred ties it up. Mike, a chance for him to move ahead.
I have butt. There it is.
Yes. And another match. How about you, Buzz?
I have the show vernacular Duke.
Duke. Winner.
Duke, right.
And no one went with the answer that I thought he'd go with.
What's that?
Food partner Jack.
Ah.
That's good. Just a thought. Freddie, congratulations. You're in the catbird seat and you're in the head, so you get to choose A or B.
A.
A it is. And here is your clue. Joe Ardinger, Joe, is pretty sure the Steelers are Super Bowl bound. Last night he painted his blank black and yellow.
Oh, okay. I'm in.
Fred, you know Joe Ardinger?
I'm familiar with him from the show, yeah.
Just on the show, of course.
Yes.
I'm in.
I'm in. Mike, I'm going to give you the Buzz Award on this because you don't have anything written down yet.
I'm in.
Okay. Mike's in, and your panel is right.
The panel appears to be right, Freddie. Joe Ardinger is pretty sure the Steelers are Super Bowl bound. Last night he painted his blank black and yellow. What'd he paint, Fred?
His penis.
His penis. Excellent. How about you, Don? Do you have Joe Ardinger's penis?
I certainly don't.
Good for you.
I said he painted his bong.
Oh!
Bong.
How about them Stillers? How about you, John?
I had the same bong.
Bong, not a match. How about you, Mike?
I had his peanut sack.
You know what? Not a match.
No.
Not a match.
Not the penis and the sack are different.
Yes.
Two different geographic.
His peanut sack.
Two different regions. And Buzz?
I have bong.
Yes, we've heard him say that before. No match. You need two to tie, three to win. Anne Marie, are you ready?
Two-two tie.
Two-two tie.
Ah.
And here we go right now.
Toodaloo, ass.
The bad news. Oh, it's a good news, bad news. The bad news, Mariah Carey was released from her contract with Virgin Records. The good news, now she's free to start her own label called Blank Records.
Okay.
Mariah Carey, she's crazy, you know. Just released from Virgin Records.
I'm in.
But now she's free to start her own label called Blank Records.
Everybody in?
Panel right?
Mm-hmm. Everybody's in.
Yes. Very good. Anne Marie, Mariah, Carey, just released from a contract with Virgin. The good news, she's now free to start her own label called Blank Records. What does she call it?
Psychotic.
Psychotic Records.
Psychotic Records.
Good answer. I will buy that record. How about you, Don? Do you have Psychotic?
No, I'm sorry. I used the same answer for Craig Wilson, except I...
you just...
changed the word. It's her smooth... the label's called Smooth, Clean Shaved C-Word.
Oh, you just brought it around front.
See you in Toledo.
No match there. How about you, John?
This might be close. I have Psycho Records.
Yeah.
That's a match?
Yeah,
very
we'll
good.
Get that to you.
There's
a match.
Smile on that. How about you, Mike?
I had Slut Records.
Wow.
Nice picture, Mike.
Thank you.
And Buzz?
I don't know where I heard this. One-Faced Bitch Record.
Oh! Check your local record stores. I'm sorry, Anne Marie, you did not beat Fred. Fred, we will see you in Superman.
Freddy!
Fred! sorry, final match.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, wait, nice enthusiasm, Fred.
I don't know what's going on here.
Fred, here's the deal. We're going to have two more people play next. Uh-huh. And then you will play the winner of that match for $500.
Excellent.
So you got to stay on hold.
And then you go to Supermatch.
And Anne-Marie?
Yes? Big Money Star-Studded Supermatch, Mike.
Just for playing, we have for you the two-disc DVD copy of MASH, the classic Academy Award-winning film, uncut and fully restored. That's from Fox Home Entertainment. And thank you for listening to the show, honey.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it. Keep up the good work.
All right, you got it. Hold on now. Fred?
Yeah?
Someone will walk you through the commercial break.
Right.
Don't hang up.
Well said, Fred.
When we come back, we need two new contestants.
Yes.
And the winner of that match game round plays Fred.
In final match.
Which leads to
Big Money Star-Studded Supermatch.
Okay. 877-365-3636. Call now for the next round. And Mike, again, with the pictures. John, have you ever been with Mike when Rob and I will get going on something like that and Mike will say, hey, you know, enough is enough.
Plenty of time.
Yes. Yeah. He'll go, hey, listen, guys, you know what?
Come on.
Not funny.
Right.
Not funny.
I understand.
Okay, you lose all privileges now to be above it, okay? You're not above it. Okay?
Don't drag me into your private hell.
We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
New York and Seattle and Portland and Las Vegas and Spokane and the entire state of
Wisconsin. They're all made for loving us.
It's a good sing-along.
Anyway, 877-365-3636. That is your national number from D.C., 202-432-1067. And from New York, 877-692-1027. Let's continue with the show. We have new contestants now.
Yes.
For the second round of the match game. Let me see. I hit conference.
Yes.
And here's our first contestant, Robbie. He is...
Is it Ralph?
It's Ralph. And Ralph, where are you from?
From Newburgh, New York.
Beautiful. And the second contestant is on line 12. That would be...
Erica from Idaho.
Erica, where are you from in Idaho, honey?
Hi. I'm from a little ski town. Have you ever heard of Schweitzer Mountain Resort?
Schweitzer Mountain?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, well, way up north here, I'm listening to you on KFAN out of Spokane.
Oh, fantastic. Spokane, Washington. Beautiful.
Live.
That it's... Right, you got it. It's Ralph and it's Erica playing the game.
Right. This is round two and the winner of this will meet Fred.
Fred.
In final match.
Gotcha.
Yay.
So we flipped a coin backstage, and Erica, as you remember, you won.
That's
so I need
right.
you to pick A or B.
A.
Hey.
Here is your question.
Right now.
Mike O'Mara is a conscientious driver. He wears his seatbelt, uses his turn signal, and always gives a gentle toot on the horn before he blanks. Obviously, you're familiar with Mike O'Mara, Erica.
That's right. He's
I'm him.
He's on this program right here.
That's him.
And he's not only that, but he's a conscientious driver. He wears his seatbelt every day, always uses his turn signal,
right.
and gives the horn a gentle toot before he blanks.
I'm in.
Is the panel right?
Everybody's in.
Hold on. Very good. The panel's right, Erica. Mike O'Mara is a conscientious driver. He wears his seatbelt, uses his turn signal, and always gives a gentle toot on the horn before he blanks. What does he do?
Before he drives on the sidewalk.
Before he drives on the sidewalk.
Oh!
Do you have Mike driving on the sidewalk?
Yeah, you know, I'm still filling mine out.
Still writing. Wow, many things right. to write.
I hope it has a happy ending.
So what's the setup again?
Mike O'Mara is a conscientious driver by wearing his seatbelt, using his turn signal, and always giving the horn a gentle toot before he blanks.
Takes Paxil and runs over defenseless protesters, women including nuns and small children.
Wow, not a
I'm
match.
Afraid that doesn't match.
No.
Good answer.
Yeah, not because they could very well be on the road.
Not a match.
You forgot the monks in the hip outfits.
Hip young monks.
That's what I was trying to think of. That's what I put nuts in.
That's right.
It was monks.
And the humps.
How about you, John?
I have the Cliff Notes version of that answer. Just hit someone.
Oh, hit someone. No match there. How about you, Mike?
I went right to the source. Drives on the sidewalk.
There's a match. We like that.
Bingo.
How about you, Buzz?
Drives on the sidewalk.
A double match.
Yeah.
And Erica takes an early lead. Ralph, are you ready to catch up?
Yes, I am.
Here we go. Asian anchor Connie Chung has finally decided to jump ship over to CNN. I'm sure you read about it in the paper. She would have gone sooner, but she always thought the C in CNN stood for blank. Asian anchor Connie Chung has finally decided to jump ship.
I got an answer I can go with that pissed some people off.
Do what you must.
I'm in.
Decided to jump ship to CNN. She would have gone sooner, but she always thought the C stood for blank. Ralph, we don't need your answer yet, but may I remind you, when you give your answer, give it craftily. You don't want to be dumb. Careful. You familiar with Connie Chung there, Ralph?
Oh, yes, I am.
She's talented.
Oh, yeah.
Headed to CNN.
Oh, I see what you think of it. I got a different answer.
I know, but you see, there's any way this could go.
I'm in.
I'm in.
Is the panel
Mike,
right?
Are you in?
I'm in.
The panel is right. Ralphie, Asian anchor Connie Chung has finally decided to jump ship over to CNN. She would have gone sooner, but she always thought the C stood for blank. What'd she say, Ralph? What'd she think, Ralph?
Chink.
Oh, God, Ralph.
Oh, no.
Chink.
Ralph. No, Ralph.
But I can see why she wouldn't want to work
no,
there.
No, that's not good, Ralph.
No, no. Don, what answer do you have?
Chink.
Wow, there's a match.
Oh, Don.
But you see, it was simply a misunderstanding. How about you, John?
I wrote the abbreviation, but Chinaman.
Chinaman?
Yeah. We'll give it to you.
Okay, that's a match. How about you, Mike?
I put Cunny.
Oh, not Cunny. A match, but a good picture. How about you, Buzz?
I put C-word.
Not a match. It's a tie game.
Wow.
This is exciting. Erica, the last tie you chose first, so Ralph, I need you to choose A or B.
A.
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 Rush Limbaugh's cochlear implant. Is that how you say it? Cochlear?
Cochlear.
Cochlear.
Uh-huh.
Rush Limbaugh's cochlear implant worked out so well, he's going to get another procedure done. Now the melanated broadcaster is going to get a blank implant.
I'm in.
Ralph, you familiar with Rush?
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure you don't listen, but you've read about him. He had that cochlear implant in his ear, and it worked out really well, so he says. So he's going to get another procedure. Now the melon-headed broadcaster, I should get a tongue implant, is going to get a blank implant. Is the panel right?
I'm in.
Everybody's in? Ralph, what kind of implant is Rush going to get?
A brain implant.
The brain, the popular brain implant. Do you have Rush Limbaugh's brain, Don?
No, Rob, I said anus.
Anus implant.
Wow, and the good thing about that, that's an outpatient procedure.
That is.
And you know, that used to be my radio name. Anus implant.
Anus implant with you.
Anus implant, it's 3 till the hour.
All right.
How about you, John?
I have brain.
Brain implant is a man. Very nice. How about you, Mike?
I said the traditional penile implant.
Yeah. Good answer, but no match. How about you, Buzz?
Here's another match. I said brain.
That's a nice picture. Everyone look at
Thank
Buzz's
you.
Picture.
See my brain?
Brain. Nice brain, Buzz.
Thank you.
It looks like a cloud, actually.
Check out the big brain on Buzz.
It's very similar.
The crowd goes wild. Erica, a chance for you to catch up, and here is your clue.
Okay.
At the Don and Mike Show, we all travel to New York City in our own way. Don drives, Mike takes the train, and Buzz travels the same way he has since he was a boy. By blank.
I'm in.
If you heard the show yesterday, this would be really easy because you found out we all travel differently. Don likes to come to the city by driving, Mike takes the train, and Buzz travels the same way he has since he was a little boy, by blank. Is the panel right?
Hold on.
All right, waiting on Don.
Yes,
all right,
I'm ready.
Waiting on Brett.
Modifications.
All right, are we ready? Erica, Don drives, Mike takes the train, and Buzz travels the way he always has, by blank. What is that way?
Sorry, Buzz. By horse and buggy.
Horse and buggy.
Okay.
Horse and buggy.
All right.
Roaring up the turnpike. How about you, Don? Do you have horse and buggy?
No, I said Buzz always takes an acid trip.
That's good.
No match, though. How about you, Mike?
I said covered wagon.
Covered wagon? You know what?
That's a match.
Yeah.
That's a match.
Yeah.
John, I'm sorry I skipped you there. What's your answer?
I am just horse.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
No, not going to give it to him.
Good horse, bad horse.
Well, you know what? Hold on a second. Let's go to the judge in the other room. Horse, and she said horse and buggy.
I think that's... You don't think?
No, you know what?
Horse buggy.
Yeah, you got to give it to her.
I agree. Thank you, judges. How about you, Buzz? You should know better than anyone.
How could Erica possibly say horse and buggy?
Horse and buggy.
It's a match.
Thank you.
Wow, nicely played, Erica. That puts you one up. The score 5-4, and you get to choose. I need you to choose A or B.
I have to go with A.
A, baby.
Here's your clue. Have you seen WNEW General Manager Ken Stevens' new magic act?
No.
It's fabulous. He makes blank disappear.
I'm in.
You ever hear Ken on the show, Erica?
Yes, I have.
Well, now he's got a magic act, and it's fabulous. He makes blank disappear.
I'm in.
Buzz is in, but tentatively.
Yeah. Well, there's so many ways you could go with that.
That's very true.
So many choices.
We're, of course, referring to his big finale trick, not what he does throughout.
Johnny, are we waiting on you?
I'm in.
Okay.
All right. Is the panel right?
The panel is right, Robbie.
All right, Erica, have you seen WNEW General Manager Ken Stevens' new magic act? It's fabulous. He makes blank disappear. What does he do?
He makes money disappear. I don't know.
Money.
Does he make money disappear, Don?
No, I need the setup again.
Oh, Ken Stevens' new magic act. Plus, he makes blank disappear.
Right. Contractual promises in writing.
Only I had known.
Ta-da! How about you, John?
I was stuck either between what I have, which is jobs, or affiliates, but I took jobs.
He's amazing. How about you, Mike?
I said he makes morale disappear.
Good answer. And another good picture. How about you, Buzz?
I said he makes ratings disappear.
Oh! All good answers, and Ralph, this puts you in a good position. You need to match one to tie, two to win, and here is your clue. You okay there?
Let's all do it.
Are we all ready? There's a button on the phone called mute. Okay, Mike Tyson's recent rowdy behavior hasn't hurt his pocketbook. Appropriately enough, the pugnacious pugilist just signed an endorsement deal for blank. Mike Tyson has an endorsement deal, apparently.
Did you read the whole thing again?
Sure. Mike Tyson's recently rowdy behavior hasn't hurt his pocketbook. Appropriately enough, the pugnacious pugilist, nice writing, just signed an endorsement deal for blank.
I'm in.
I believe the panel is right. Ralph, Mike Tyson, you've heard him on the show, you've seen him on the TV, and his recent rowdy behavior hasn't hurt his pocketbook. He's just signed an endorsement deal for blank. For what?
Oh, man.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
That is a tough one.
Come on, Ralph.
Ralph.
For dog biscuit. I don't know. Chewing on bones.
Dog biscuits.
We'll go with dog biscuit, and I see a victory in his future. How about you, Don? Do you have dog biscuit?
No, I'm with the famous chain store, Faggots R Us.
Oh, wow.
Don't forget, I'll F you too. You love me, faggot.
We'll see you in the ads. How about you, John?
I had the ever-popular Paxil.
Paxil. How about you, Mike?
That's horrible. I had Mike O'Mara's Paxil.
Oh. And Buzz?
I had Band-Aids. Band-Aids.
All fine answers, but not enough to win. Erica, we will see you in final match.
Thank you.
Very nice, Erica. Now, you hold on a second. Ralph, for you, we have the two-disc DVD copy of MASH, the classic Academy Award-winning film, uncut and fully restored, where you will hear lines that were not in the movie, such as... Hear it again.
Grandpa, this banana's fantastic.
That is from 20th Century Fox Home Entertainment. Ralph, thank you for listening. Hold on a second, please, and when we come back, now the next one is for money, right?
Right. The winner of our next round will win $500 and the trip.
Right. Oh, and the $500 and a two-night getaway to Wintergreen Resort.
And even better than that, they're going to go to the Big Money Star-Studded Supermatch with a chance for 50 additional dollars.
Hey! The $500 and the two-night getaway to Wintergreen Resort, courtesy of Contact. Contact wants you to feel comfortable. Don't let a cold get you down. Be prepared by Contact. Use as directed. So we don't need callers now because it's Fred from Virginia against Erica from Idaho.
Right.
When we come right back after this.
And Mike Show.
You know, Beverly, golfers like to keep dirt and debris off their golf balls.
Oh, yeah.
Particularly when you're putting. They call me three-putt buck. That's why we have cleaning devices around the golf courses. You know, those things you squish up and down. Well, one golfer didn't use a wet towel or any cleaning device. He licked his balls clean.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. From D.C. on WJFK, 202-432-1067. And from New York City on WNEW, 877-692-1027. They're ready to believe.
Right, right.
Never forget. Never. The Don and Mike Show.
That's kind of apropos. We're back with the final match. Not super match.
Not big money star studded super match.
Okay.
No.
But the winner of this match game right here wins $500 and the trip to the Wintergreen Resort.
Wow. Right.
So let's go with...
My microphone's not on.
What?
I was punishing you, Mike.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
Let's go to, let me see. It's,
I remember it's, Fred, Mighty Freddy, and Erica.
And Erica.
Idaho.
Hello, kids.
Hey, hi. Hi, stars.
Okay, here we go. Let's play the game. Oh, we might as well,
Oh, the music just ran out.
Well, listen, here we go. Play the,
You can call.
Oh, the intro. Hold on.
Get ready to match the stars. It's Match Game 2001. With the stars, Don Geronimo.
It's 2002.
Michael Mara. Michael J. Elston.
Hi.
And your host, Rob Spiewak.
There you go.
Here we go.
Okay.
Hi, Rob. How you doing? How you doing? Hey, it's time, kids. It's time for final match. Hello, stars.
Hi, Rob.
Hi, Robbie.
Hello. Rob.
Fred, hello.
Hello.
Erica, hello.
Hi.
As you remember, we flipped a coin backstage, and Fred, you've won. I need you to pick A or B.
I'll pick A.
Hey.
Hey. Here's your ukule, and it begins like this. Hey, it's no secret that Don Geronimo is an avid Green Bay Packers fan. In fact, for good luck, he carries one of Vince Lombardi's blanks in his pocket. Chief Vince. Fred, you know that Don's a big Packers fan, right?
Yeah.
Got the jerseys and everything?
Yep.
Sure, but what you didn't know,
I'm in,
is that for good luck, he carries one of Vince Lombardi's blanks in his pocket.
Ready?
Not yet. You should see, this is a very pensive panel.
Yeah, come on.
Hey, you can bust my balls in this question. Go ahead.
I'm in.
All right, buzz.
I'm in.
The panel is right, so Mighty Freddy, it's up to you. Don Geronimo, for good luck, in his pocket carries one of Vince Lombardi's blanks. What is it?
Well, actually, I thought he might wear it, but I'd go for the old Green Bay Packers condom.
Ah, the Vince Lombardi condom.
Right.
Condom.
Wow.
You know,
the
famous condom.
The famous condom. Oh, that one. Don, do you have Chief Vince's condom?
No. I carry around with me one of his hemorrhoids.
Not a match.
One of his roids. Dried roids.
Yeah.
Keep it with me for good luck.
Yeah, by the time 1970 rolled around, those were nasty. How about you, John?
I had balls.
Oh,
balls.
Yeah. Not a match. How about you, Mike?
Great minds think alike. I said he carried around one of his suppositories.
Woo-hoo!
We were both in the same ballpark.
How about you, Buzz?
I also said balls.
Wow.
Balls.
No matches there, and a great chance for Erica to move ahead. Erica, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Let's do it. O.J. Simpson said, what do you mean my girlfriend is missing? As far as I know, she's still in blank.
I'm in.
I tell you what, Erica, that O.J., he can't seem to stay out of trouble. You know what I mean?
That's right.
And he was quoted as saying, what do you mean my girlfriend is missing? As far as I know, she's still in blank.
I'm in.
I believe the panel is right. Erica, O.J. Simpson said, what do you mean my girlfriend is missing? As far as I know, she's still in blank. Where is she?
Is she in the trunk? Is that his car?
In the trunk of the car. Don, do you have O.J.'s trunk?
He doesn't know where she is.
As far as I know, she's still in blank.
She's still in pieces.
Not a match.
Sorry.
Not a match. How about you, John?
She's still in the ground.
Oh. Not a match. How about you, Mike?
I said she's still in my gym bag.
Oh, very close. And Buzz?
I said she's still in pieces.
Oh. Hey! No matches there, which means everyone gets a good chance to move ahead in round two. Erica, your turn to go first. A or B?
I have to go with A.
Hey!
And here is your clue. Hey, the Don and Mike Show is going to publish the world's thinnest book. How about that? It's called The Wit and Wisdom of Blank.
All right, now,
You know, you're giving me so many different...
Yeah.
Wow.
A lot of avenues.
So many different avenues to travel here.
I'm in. The Don and Mike Show is going to publish the world's thinnest book. It's called The Wit and Wisdom of Blank. Another pensive panel.
Yeah.
Yeah. Erica clears her throat, also pensive.
Sorry, I used my mute button.
Oh, that's very good. We appreciate the effort.
Buzz, are you in?
Yes, I'm in.
And Mike, you're in?
I'm in.
All right, the panel is right. Erica, the Don and Mike Show is going to publish the world's thinnest book. It's called The Wit and Wisdom of Blank. Who?
Boy, this is a tough one.
It is.
Yeah.
How about The Wit and Wisdom of Two DAs?
Ah, two dumbasses. Wow. That would be a thin book. Don, do you have that book?
No. And my joke, my answer is very inside, but I truly mean it.
Your gag?
My joke is as follows.
Here comes my gag.
The Wit and Wisdom of Steve Kushner.
Oh!
Known to his radio friends as Kingston.
Yes, Steve Kingston.
Steve Kingston. The Wit and Wisdom of Steve Kingston.
And he can get out any stain. How about you, John? Yeah,
that's right. A big shout out to Harvey's Custom Cleaners, incidentally, in D.C., right down the street from the Zebra Room.
How about you, John?
I have Tom Gavin.
Oh, that Tom would Gavin. Indeed be a thin book. How about you, Mike?
I have the wit and wisdom of Jeremy Coleman and Ken Stevens.
Wow. Also thin.
Two sinners, I might point out.
Two sinners.
Sinners. How about you, Buzz?
I love him. He knows I'm kidding. I hope. I said Joe Ardinger.
Joe Ardinger. Who I would buy that book.
There you go.
I think that Lisa is out who you were. Lisa's playing the home version of the next studio, and yeah, she was with you, Buzz, of the Joe Ardinger.
Lisa,
match.
Cut it out. Yes, Lisa. Really. Here comes her joke. Okay, Fred, your chance to move ahead, and here we go. The NFL on Fox is putting together a lovely going away gift for Pat Summerall. They're going to have a blank bronzed and mounted for him.
I'm in.
Don is in already.
Say it again, please.
Yes, the NFL on Fox is putting together a lovely going away gift for Pat Summerall.
Right.
They're going to have a blank bronzed and mounted for him. Okay. Good old Pat Summerall. He will be missed. You going to miss him, Fred?
Oh, sure.
I am absolutely daft on this one.
Just take out the bronzed and mounted part.
They're going to give him a blank.
They're going to give a gift.
Bronzed and mounted.
Mine doesn't make sense with bronzed and mounted, but my joke, my gag.
Are you in, John?
It's a good gift.
All right.
I'm in.
We're still waiting on Mike.
Another pensive panel. These are harder because this is, after all, final match.
Yeah, I'm in.
Okay. All right.
Panel is in, and Freddie, here you go. The NFL on Fox is putting together a lovely going-away gift for Pat Summerall. They're going to have a blank bronzed and mounted for him. What'd you say, Fred?
A John Madden head.
Good
John
answer.
Madden head.
That'd be good. I'd look forward to seeing that. John, I'm sorry, Don, do you have Madden's head?
No, I said they were going to give him a coffin.
Not a match.
See, that's why I said it doesn't really go with the bronze.
See,
thing.
If you don't get it right away, you ain't going to get it.
Coffin, yeah.
That's a good one.
How about you, John?
I had a piece of John Madden's stomach.
Oh.
No, stomach and head different.
Good yeah. Memory. How about you, Mike?
I said bottle of booze.
Not a match.
Grandpa, this banana's fantastic.
Eat it, Charlie.
And Buzz the Center.
I said a bronzed and mounted beg your pardon.
Oh, no, that'd be lovely.
Very good.
And no one said a piece of Pat's stomach.
We're not having any scoring, are we?
No, Lisa, again, Lisa playing in the next room, wrote on the computer, piece of his stomach.
Yeah, because he threw up pieces of his stomach.
That's right.
Okay, Fred, Erica, I think, Fred, it's your turn to choose first. Still a scoreless game, A or B?
I'll go with the A.
Hey, this is your clue to make jokes with. Coming soon to a theater near you, see Don and Mike producer Lisa Herndon in the Ron Howard directed motion picture, A Beautiful Blank.
Oh, I'm in.
Again, many avenues. Coming soon to a theater near you, see Don and Mike's producer Lisa Herndon in the Ron Howard directed motion picture, A Beautiful Blank.
I'm in.
Fred, are you familiar with Lisa?
I met her this afternoon.
Oh, how nice. Over the phone, I guess.
Yeah.
Yes.
John, you're in, right?
I'm in, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm in. The panel is right?
Yep.
Everybody's ready.
Well, let's see if someone can score, because if you want to score, you want to score with Lisa. Coming soon to a theater near you, see Don and Mike producer Lisa Herndon in the Ron Howard directed motion picture, A Beautiful Blank. What did you say, Fred?
A beautiful body.
A beautiful body. Not too specific there. How about you, Don? Do you have Lisa's body?
Oh, I said vagina.
Oh, wow. Not a match. Not a match.
Just something I've heard.
It'd be a good movie, though. How about you, John?
I have a beautiful rack.
Oh. No match there. How about you, Bob?
I said a beautiful alcoholic.
Not a match.
What are you looking for? You're looking for her through the mirror?
Yeah,
through the glass, Mike?
Hi, honey. How about you, Buzz?
Nah, she's moved out of the way now.
Hi, Pod.
That's the pot calling the kettle black.
How about you, Buzz?
I said she has a beautiful bust.
No matches. So, Erica, any match here wins you $500. Do you know, Stars, do you believe this?
Wow.
Stars.
I don't believe this.
Here
I don't believe this.
Erica, you're going to have to listen very carefully.
Yes, sir.
We are sorry to report that the New York City call girls are on strike. As a matter of fact, you can hear them on 8th Avenue chanting, "Hell no, we won't blank."
Oh, I'm so in. I am in like Ho Chi Minh.
Do you have call girls in Idaho, Erica?
No, I don't think so.
No, I didn't think so, but they're gone.
The phone's not on!
Oh, sorry.
They got them here in New York. As a matter of fact, they're on strike.
I am in like Huckleberry Finn.
You can hear them on 8th Avenue chanting, "Hell no, we won't blank."
I'm in.
Buzz is in. Mike, you're in?
I'm in like Vince the Chin.
I'm in. Wow. Very good. I'm in like Errol Flynn. The panel is right. And Erica?
I'm in like Ho Chi Minh.
I'm in like Spurgeon Wynn.
I'm in
He's
like
a backup quarterback.
I'm in like Ed Wynn.
I'm in like Keenan Wynn.
I'm in like Fred Gwynn.
Ooh.
I'm in like Rin Tin Tin.
I'm in like Mickey Finn.
I'm in like Jeremy likes to sit.
Okay.
You got around to it, but you get credit for that.
Very good. Sorry to report that the New York City call girls are on strike. As a matter of fact, you can hear them on 8th Avenue chanting, "Hell no, we won't blank." Erica, what are they chanting?
Well, I predict a sweep. Hell no, we won't blow.
Hell no, we won't blow. That could be a good answer. Don, do you match?
Hell no, we don't blow.
There it is.
Very good. Meet their demands. How about you, John?
I've got blow.
And good for you. How about you? Calm down, Buzz. Oh, how about you, Mike?
I've got hell no, we won't blow.
Yay! And Buzz, a little more gravy, please.
I said blow.
Blow. $500 round of blow right there.
Wow.
So she's the winner, right? Absolutely clear and simple.
Way to go, Erica. So, Erica, listen, you've won $500.
Yay!
At a two-night getaway to the Wintergreen Resort, courtesy of Contact. Contact wants you to feel comfortable. Don't let a cold get you down. Be prepared by Contact. Use as directed. Now we play the
Big Money Star-Studded Supermatch.
For $50 extra.
Right.
Okay. I'm so excited.
So what we need you to do, Erica, we need you to choose a star to play with.
Oh, and hold on. Let me get rid of Fred here. Fred.
Yeah.
Fred, see you in Toledo.
Hey.
And, Fred, you have won the Contact prize pack. Don't let a cold get you down. Plus, you've won the DVD copy of Do You Believe in Miracles from HBO Sports. Thank you for playing the game, Fred.
Nice playing with you.
Thank you. Hold on.
The pleasure was ours.
Hold on just a second, please. So now we go back to just Erica.
Just Erica. Erica, welcome back.
Hi.
I need you to use your ESP here and pick the celebrity that you think you're most likely to match.
Well, I'll pick my favorite, Dawn.
Oh. Thank you, honey.
You're right. Welcome.
So here's how this works, Erica. I'm sure you know. I will read the clue to Don. He will lock in his answer. The other celebrities will offer suggestions. You can choose to take a suggestion or go on your own. If you match, you win the 50 extra bucks. Are we clear?
Yes.
Very good. Don, I need you to, without saying, lock in on this answer.
Yeah.
Bowling blank. Bowling blank. Very clear, because we were actually bowling last night.
I'm in.
Is your answer locked in?
Yeah.
Very good. Bowling blank. Erica, we're now going to offer suggestions in the order we normally go. John, your suggestion. Bowling blank.
Ball.
Bowling ball. Good answer. Mike?
Port Authority.
Bowling Port Authority. Perhaps not as good as ball, but maybe in the top three. How about you, Buzz?
I'll say pin.
Bowling pin, also good. Erica, you can take Port Authority, ball, or pin, or go on your own. What is your answer for $50?
Well, I think that Don chose bowling ball.
Ah, he says ball, Don.
Yeah, she got my ball.
Yeah, right.
Thank you, Don.
You are, honey, you are more than welcome.
As a matter of fact,
it's my big hairy ball.
Your 15-pounder.
That's right.
Erica from Schweitzer's Mountain, Idaho,
so
wins $550 and a winter getaway.
All right.
To a ski resort.
Erica, thank you.
Trip to a ski resort.
Can we ask Erica the celebrity she most resembles? Because she sounds hot.
Oh, you think so, Bob?
Yeah.
Erica, who's the celebrity you think you most resemble?
Well, I think that I look like Shania Twain.
Oh! Oh, baby. Wouldn't that be great?
I want to go to the ski resort with you.
Thank you, Erica. Hold on a second.
Can we give her a winter getaway to 888 7th Avenue?
Hello. Hold on just a second. Erica, thank you for listening to the show. And, I guess that's it. I got to play the close here.
Match Games is a Mark Goodson and Bill Todman television production. Stay tuned for Gambit on most of these CBS stations.
Thank you, stars.
Thank you, Rob.
We'll see you next time.
Yeah.
All right.
Good one, Rob.
On Match Game 1997.
That was actually a good match game. I think the last time we played it kind of sucked.
Yeah, he got more broad on that one, and it was much better.
That was a good one. Thank you.
Thank you to the writers.
Thanks again to Johnny, our New York producer, for sitting in.
Thank you for having me.
Johnny did a hell of a job. Thank God that old Rhoda Morgenstern wasn't in here.
Johnny was had better answers.
Thank you. Didn't smell as good.
On his game.
Oh, I disagree.
Got a break. Listen, if this means anything to you, ladies and gentlemen, I will F you and make you until you love me, faggot.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
If that means anything to you, you will want to stay tuned for a Don and Mike exclusive when we come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
This is the ultimate, man. You, hoe. Come say in my face. You for everybody. You bitch. Come on, you bitch. You're scared coward. You got man enough to with me. You can't last 2 minutes in my world, bitch. Look at you scared now, you hoe. Scared like a little white. Scared of the real man. I'll you love me, faggot.
And she was saying that she was 2 weeks pregnant. And I didn't believe it because when you're just two weeks pregnant,
right,
you can't really tell just because you haven't seen your menstruation.
Hey, where's the music?
It's where the comedy never completes. The Don and Mike Show.
Before we get to our guest here, we have a real guest coming in the studio.
Right.
I understand that this is a bowling challenge.
A bowling challenge.
Really?
Having in the studio
hey,
right
folks,
now.
How you doing?
Hello.
Enter and sign in. You are?
John the Cop.
John the Cop.
Hey, John.
How are you?
We're doing great, Johnny.
Good.
Okay, go ahead.
A couple of the fellows and I were listening to the radio just a little while ago, and we heard you had a little snafu at the Port Authority Bowling Alley.
Yeah.
So we decided to get together, and we're going to get a couple guys, and we're going to try to represent every borough. We're going to try to get a cop from every borough.
There you go.
And we'd like to issue a challenge to you.
Very good.
Maybe turn it into a little charity event for the Widows and Orphans Fund.
Oh, of course.
And hold it at a bowling alley that would hold a couple of hundred people, because I know we would get a real good turnout.
Yep.
And you know, we're not going to get no ringers. We're going to get some guys who could bowl in the 80s, 90s. Maybe one or two that could bowl.
Why am I having trouble believing that?
But I think it'll be a real good time, and everybody enjoyed themselves, and it'll be good for a good cause.
All right, so we get cops from all the boroughs.
It'll be the gutter balls against New York City's finest.
Yeah. How about this? How about if we just set up like one of them Jerry Lewis fish bowls at the door?
Sure. Very good.
And we say that, you know, to get in, whether you leave a dollar or 20 bucks or whatever,
right,
just throw some dough in there, and that could all go towards the Widows and Orphans Fund.
I think that's a great idea.
Sounds fantastic to me, and I can guarantee you guys will have a plethora of NYPD memorabilia to take home.
You know how we love that. Absolutely. Yeah. You got it. You are on, my friend.
John the Cop, you're on.
Thanks, Johnny.
All right. Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
All right. We're going to have a good time. Look forward to that.
Set it up with Lisa.
That'll be fantastic.
Don and Mike, the lawman's friends.
Absolutely. We'll collect more stuff.
And then we'll get one of those cards for New York City.
Then all I need is one from Jersey for when I'm on the turnpike.
Absolutely. You can just fly back and forth.
How come I've never heard of these cards in the D.C. area?
Mm. I think they're everywhere.
Well, really? I sure would like. God damn, I sure could use one in D.C.
I know. But it's all for a good cause, Don.
God damn it, honey.
God damn it.
I could use one of those cards. Okay. So that's John the Cop. He wanted to come in and challenge us, cops from all five boroughs, or how many boroughs are there? Five?
I think there's
five.
Five boroughs. Manhattan, the Bronx.
So that'll be happening soon. Next week, we're bowling a team called the Turd Cutters.
Great.
We're going to be bowling them at 9 o'clock next Wednesday night at Chantilly Bowl America. Chantilly Bowl America. Bowl America is on Stonecroft Boulevard in Chantilly, Virginia.
That's a really nice alley. You guys are going to like the pitch.
Yeah, I've been there. That's a good one.
Go Balls!
Go Balls!
And
2 weeks from now, we bowl the stars from One Life to Live, the ABC soap opera.
I can't wait.
Big so fun. Bunch of good stuff coming up on the show. Listen, you want to enter the contest to have the Las Vegas-style show at your home on Super Bowl Saturday. Tomorrow, we're going to devote an entire break to reading some of the best entries we've received.
Excellent.
Monday, we will select the winner, and we'll be at somebody's house next Saturday night with the Las Vegas-style show. So you'll want to fax in your letter and tell us why we should come to your house, no matter where you live. Fax a letter. We'll pick the best letter, and we'll be there a week from Saturday night with the Las Vegas-style show. Fax number 800-636-6410. Okay, that's it. That's all the business. Is Mike ready? Let's, ladies and gentlemen, welcome.
Mr. Tyson, bring him in, please.
Former heavyweight champion of the world. Man. Man who will.
He's already.
Well, F you until you love him, faggot.
You couldn't ask 2 minutes of my world.
Sit down.
You such a hoe.
Mike,
you gay white boy.
It's okay, you're among the friends.
You couldn't ask 2 minutes of my world.
Have a seat.
You couldn't ask 2 minutes of my world, hoe.
Take a breath.
Bitch.
Chill.
Can you try? I tell you right now.
What?
You scared? You look so scared.
I'm not scared.
You're just so scared. You're just so scared. Oh, bitch. I hope you two love me, faggot.
Hey, now listen, hold on. Why would you say...
You're so scared. Put me in a straitjacket.
Why would you say to someone, I'll F you until you love me, faggot?
That's because he started profanity in me.
No one shouted profanity at you.
I was standing up on stage and he shouted profanity at me. Oh, bitch. I just thought you can't last 2 minutes in my world. You hoe. White bitch. I tell you right now, you can't last 2 minutes in my world, white bitch.
Why you call me a white bitch?
Because you're so scared. You're so scared right now. Look at your face. Look at your face, you hoe, you white bitch.
I'll tell you something.
You can't last 2 minutes in my world.
You've had...
Come on now, you can see if you can last with me up here on the stage. You white hoe bitch. I F you till you love me, faggot.
You've had some good opportunities, but you...
Scared, you got scared, you are white boy.
You've had good opportunities, but you wrecked them.
You're so scared. You're such a scared hoe bitch. White bitch. Oh, bitch!
How come every time something good happens, every time you get a good opportunity, you wreck them?
I don't know. It's just one of the things. I don't like getting up to get with other people, and I just don't want to go back to jail.
Why?
I don't like the things you see.
Like what?
You go to the shower.
Yeah.
Your guy's rectums.
Oh.
See all the bad stuff like that. You unkind hoe bitch!
Wait a minute.
You're scared. Look how scared you are. You're just wee-wee in your pants. You're wee-wee in your pants. You can't last 2 minutes in my world. Hoe bitch!
Did you hear the story that
I don't care
poor Lennox,
I don't
poor
care
Lennox Lewis had to get a tetanus shot?
I don't care what. I didn't have to do a tetanus shot.
Lennox Lewis.
I didn't bite him.
Lennox Lewis had to get a tetanus shot.
What are you looking at? What are you looking at, hoe?
I'm looking at the boxing champion, Mike Tyson.
Yeah, bite you goddamn right. You can't last a second. Look how scared you are.
No, I'm not really scared,
but
you're right.
How scared you are, you hoe bitch.
You're off the medicine, aren't you, Mike?
You white hoe bitch. You suck. Can't last 2 minutes. Get away from me.
Sorry. Careful, Rob.
Careful.
I have the queer quality of insanity.
Hey, are you a fag or what?
Oh,
what you call me?
A fag.
You fag.
Well, now, why...
You talk that way the way you talk. That's the way you express yourself in prison.
Well, now, wait a minute. Hold on.
That's the way I'm supposed to do it. So I say, I F you till you love me. I make you mine. It's all about power.
But why did you say to the reporter, I'll F you till you love me?
I was trying to get his faith. I was talking smack to him. And he looked up at me and said, you put him in a straitjacket. I said, you come up here right now, you scared hoe bitch. I F you too, you make me. I F you too,
so
you love me.
Is this an act?
Faggot.
Some people have thought this whole thing is act. It's
no,
staged.
It's not an act. Just got out of hand with the publicity stunt that got out of hand. I really want to fight Lennox. And we just, I just don't understand. People don't understand me. They think they can, I'm not supposed to be Mr. Popularity. I'm supposed to be gay.
Supposed to be gay?
I didn't say I'm supposed to
be
gay.
I thought you just said I'm supposed to be gay. You said I'm supposed to be gay.
You whole bitch.
I don't. Why are you calling me a whole bitch?
You're just such a hoe. You can't last 2 minutes in my world. You try to get up here, call me gay.
Let me ask you a question.
You last 2 minutes, I ask you to. You love me, faggot.
Would you take calls from our listeners?
I take calls from anybody you want. I can stand up to anybody.
Really?
I can't. What are you laughing at? What are you laughing at? You scared?
No.
I
couldn't last 2 minutes in your world.
You go home. What? You don't laugh at me. You big head with your square head.
Oh, you're speaking
you
of big head.
Oh. Yeah, I know all about you.
Oh, I think you're fine. I'm rooting for you.
F you, you hoe.
I'm rooting for you.
I'll talk to your listening audience if you want.
let me open the lines up
here. That would be an extreme pleasure to talk to your audience.
Unlock the telephones at...
Unlock your telephone.
877-365-3636.
I'd like to encourage everybody to come out to MGM Grand and see the fight.
Listen, they're not going to be a fight because the way
there's
you
gonna
act.
There's going to be a fight. There is two hoe, bitch. No, there's going to be a fight.
Now, why are you calling me a hoe?
Because you said there's not going to be a fight. There's going to be a fight.
Because you're not going to get your license because you're
I'm
such...
going to get my license back. There's going to be a fight.
You
this
talk
gonna,
like...
I'm going to get my license back.
You talk like Cindy Brady.
I don't talk like Cindy Brady.
Yes, you do.
I'll tell you right now, I'll fight your rectum, your bitch.
There he goes again.
Oh, dear.
I'll shave it.
Oh!
I'm making my own.
Oh.
I'll shave it. I put up on the wall, bitch.
Hello, Don and Mike show. You're on the air with Mike Tyson.
Hello, this is Mike Tyson.
Hey,
hello.
Is Mike O'Meara out getting you some Paxil there, Mr. Tyson?
I don't need that crap from you. You're scared. I can tell. I can tell by talking to you on the phone
rhyme
how
with.
Scared you are.
What does Paxil rhyme with?
I just don't screw you with the Paxil. You just take that Paxil right now, and I'll put it where you don't care, and I'll make you my lover.
Ooh. Do I have to pay $3.99 a minute for this call?
Let me tell you something right now. You pay $3.99, you can't last 2 minutes on my telephone, bitch. Ho!
Oh, you...
Mike, you want to take another call?
He's scared like a bunny, bitch, ho.
Wow.
You just as scared as he eats a bunny. I talk to you. I bring him on. You talk to anybody you want. You
all
bring
right.
your bunch of little faggot elves.
Hello.
You go ahead and bring them around with your tassels.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Yeah, bring hey, man.
Tyson.
Yeah, you wearing a dress, too?
You punk. You ain't nothing.
You ain't nothing,
I go into
bitch.
Your world. I'll tip it to you. I'll beat you down like the black man that you are.
I tell you right now, you white
whip you.
Bitch hoe. You just a killer.
You ain't nothing. You got
world.
Nothing.
I tell you right
you're
now.
Oh, now listen. Now he knows. No, wait,
no,
what, are you
now
crying?
I just get so upset.
There's no crying in boxing.
I just get so upset. I don't want to talk to you no more.
Punk.
You bitch.
Woman.
You little bunny bitch.
I got to say, you know who won that phone call? I'll give the victory to the caller.
No, he's a scared bitch. Bunny bitch
yeah.
come hippity-hoppity down the whole bitch trail.
Caller wins.
That's where you hide your Easter eggs and your rectum.
All right, all right. Here is our friend Robert the Angry Mailman. Robert.
Hi, bosses.
Hey, Dad, there you go. How you doing, Robert?
Boss, I got somebody needs to talk to Mike.
Now, wait, hold on a second. Are you mad because we're doing another black impression?
Hey, Robert, don't screw up my bitch.
Somebody
don't.
Needs to talk to Mike. Hold on 1 second. Hello there. This is, I need to represent Mr. Tyson right now.
I tell you right now, you're nothing but a postal bitch.
Hey, F you, Mike.
I tell
F you. I'm representing Juanita right now, but I represent you too. You need to shut the F up.
I tell you, postal hoe bitch.
You're boring yourself in a bigger hole. You're already losing all the money.
Oh, I tell you right
oh,
now.
Hold on, Robert. Are you trying to be Johnny Cochran?
I'm Johnny Kingfish Cochran. Johnny Kingfish Cochran. I represent Juanita and her divorce. Now I'm representing Michael Tyson.
Thank you very much, Mr. Johnny. That's great. Thanks for supporting me, and I just want to thank you and my maker.
Let's go to,
just all these people, these
I don't
bunnies,
know who's on this
hippity hopping, scared, eat the bunnies in their pink rabbit suits.
These just going to be on-screen calls for Mike Tyson. Oh. Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi, you're on the air with Mike Tyson.
Hey, Mike Tyson, how you doing?
Hey, you scared little mouse.
I just want to ask you a question.
You little mouse, shaky bitch, whole rodent.
All right, what does Allah think about you being a faggot?
I'm no faggot. You just can't stand the fact that I'm just more successful than you are.
Well, no, wait. Hold on. Yes, this guy is right to call you a faggot because you...
You say he's right to call me a faggot? You're such a whole bitch, bunny.
Got me
I tell you, just a, you're just an effing ballerina. It's what you are. You
shamed Allah.
You just do tutu. Allah, holla, bitch hole, mouse.
Well, you'll be going back to jail soon, so.
I tell you, don't worry, I'm not going to jail. You just think you just don't care less in my world right now, you tutu wearing ballerina faggot.
Mike, show you're on with
I
Mike Tyson.
I tell you right now, what do you want to say?
Hello.
What do you want to say? You want to come into my arena?
Hello.
You want to come into my arena? Okay, go ahead, you Nancy nurse dress wearing.
You're on the air with Mike Tyson.
Yo, Mike.
What's that?
You want some of this in the ring?
Yeah, I got something for you in the ring. You can't last in the ring. I'm a professional boxer.
I mean, you tossed my salad like they did in jail, you little bitch.
You tossed my salad right now. You put on your tutu right now. Ballerina, whole bitch. Why
I'll make you my way. Ho, you bitch.
I stay right now. Skinny cat, bitch, secretarial.
Hold on,
Mike. Hey, I gotta talk to Mike. Mike, you listening?
What was that? Hold on, that one was you.
Skinny cat, bitch, secretarial, whole faggot.
Hello, wow. Just on Mike. You're on with Mike Tyson.
That's
Mike,
right.
Mike, I was just wanting to ask you, are you afraid of heights?
I tell you, I'm not afraid of nothing. You,
you know, well, you know why? Because isn't it kind of scary climbing up on the Empire State Building, swatting planes all
day? Shut up. I tell you right now, I'm gonna F you up. You just sit there wearing your skirts with your candy stripe outfit. Little nursy wonder temperature taking up the rectum thing.
Hello, Don and Mike. You're on with Mike Tyson, a very angry man.
What are you going at me? Hey, Mr. Curly Hair? Mr. Hole in your stomach?
You seem focused on the rectum, Mike.
Okay, well, I just focus on the rectum. I don't like guys. I don't like when I go to jail.
Yeah.
See the things you see in the shower.
Like what?
You just see these guys' genitals, guys' rectum.
Hello. Don and Mike show.
Hey, Mike Tyson.
Yeah, you literally live a wet nurse with a cervix, bitch.
I wanted to know if you're good friends with Michael Jackson and Paula Poundstone.
I don't know either one of them. They got that. You know, just, I don't care, Michael Jackson. Mr. Fake Nose, bitch. Right there, Mr. Neverland Llama Licking, bitch.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah, I'm sure about that. You're scared. You scared, ho.
I think you're
touching
the boy.
You're scared. You're just a skid hole. You're a skid hole, bitch.
Hello, Don and Mike show. You're on.
I can't feel my tongue.
This is a Don and Mike exclusive, the first ever live radio interview with Mike Tyson.
I tell you, these people started to get me upset.
Hello, you're
I'm
on.
I'm trying to maintain my composure.
Hello, you're on the air with Mike Tyson.
All these people just trying to bust my chop.
Yo.
I don't care like that. What do you want, you shaking, lactating, whole bitch? Big breath, faggot.
Oh, yeah, I want to go pump on the herb. Maybe we'll relax it.
What's that?
You want to go pump on the herb? Maybe that will relax.
Yeah, I can pump the herb. I can do that.
You want? Oh, this guy wants to know if you want to get
high. Yeah, I'd like to pump some herb, yeah.
You want
to
get high?
You got some? You hold it?
Yeah. Step outside.
That's it. Okay, yes, that's it. You made me calm down. That's right, bitch.
Chilling out.
I do. I pump the herb with you.
I got some ears for some entourage.
I pump the herb, now I pump you. I'll pump you till you love me, faggot. Yeah, don't laugh. You laugh like a girl. Mr. High Voice Ballerina.
I'm your
lady on the Pepsi commercial kid.
Hallie Eisenberg.
Hello. Don and Mike show. You're on with Mike Tyson. Hello. Oh, turn your radio down, please. For the love of Christ.
What do you want now, you Peggy Lee, jazz singing woman, bitch?
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, hey.
Hey.
Can I speak with Mike?
Mike
Tyson.
What
do you want now, you Chanel number 5, Mary Kate,
hey,
7,
you
pussy bitch?
You singing fag, I'll knock the black right out of you.
You know, I'll tell you right now, you something, ho, bitch, fag. That's what you are. You made me upset right now. You Catholic girl school plaid skirt wearing, bitch. I tell you right now, Los Angeles Lakers cheerleader, wear a short skirt with big socks put up to your knees, bitch.
Hello. Don and Mike show. You're on with Mike Tyson.
What do you want now?
Hey, Jar Jar Banks.
Hey, don't call me that. I tell you right now, I'd F you up. You can't last 2 minutes in my world right now. I tell you right there, whole bitch.
Will I last 2 minutes in the next Star Wars movie, Jar Jar?
Stupid little bitty girl. Two top wearing, show your exposed big breath nipples.
Seems to me that that's...
You Olsen twin, no scrote hole faggot.
Ow.
Angry.
Hello.
I just get so angry you call us.
Don Mike show.
Hello, this is Mike Tyson.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hello.
You're on with Mike Tyson.
Yes, you're on with Mike Tyson.
The gentleman.
What can we do for you? Hello?
All right, hold on a second.
This is giving me a chance to catch my breath.
Hello, Don and Mike show. You're on with Mike Tyson.
May I have a sip of a Diet Coke?
Sure.
There we go.
Hello.
Hi, Mike.
Hello, this is Mike Tyson.
Hey, you remember me from prison?
What's your name?
My name is Drew. Remember me? We had some fun nights.
Well, that's right. You were one of the first people I met.
Oh, yeah. Remember what we did that night?
I remember what I did to you.
Yeah.
Yeah, you remember you were the catcher. I was the pitcher.
Yeah.
I asked you until you loved me, faggot.
Yes, you did.
Oh, now it started up again.
There we go. I don't care right now. You tell me right now, you Mindy Cone Factor Life, bitch.
Hello, Don. No, no. Don and Mike Show. Hello. You're on with Mike Tyson. Turn your radio down. Oh, Christ.
You know what?
Hello,
why don't you just go to hell, you Betty Sue? No, Adam's apple. No. Bitch, faggot duchess.
Hello?
Hello, you're on with Mike Tyson.
Mike?
Hey, this is woman?
Mike, yeah. This is Robin.
Hey, Robin Givens?
Yes.
Hi, baby.
Why don't you just tell him about yourself? Tell him you're gay. Just do it. Get it off your chest, Michael, please.
No, I don't like you. This ain't Robin Givens.
It's a guy pretending to be a girl.
No, this is not.
No, that's probably Glenn the janitor.
Glenn the janitor.
Glenn the janitor.
This is Robin from the jail, actually. Yeah,
okay if you got mad at Glenn the janitor.
I'll tell you right now, you scrub somebody's poop in the toilet, bitch. Glenn the janitor,
that's right.
Hike your big dress up around your ankles there. Pull your dress down. Whole bitch. Leslie Stahl, 60 Minutes. Turkey neck, bitch.
Wow. That was Leslie Stahl, turkey neck.
That's
bitch.
Right.
Brought that up.
He's an old bitch.
Hello.
Old bitch, Leslie Stahl, those old Diane Sawyer, Ann Compton, bitch.
Hello.
Well, hello, Mike. How are you, my friend?
I just don't see any chance for people to call and do their silly, stupid voices. I just want to promote my fight. Hi, can I talk to a normal caller?
Yeah, all right.
Hi, this is Mike Tyson.
Call him, bro. Hello. Caller, hello. Don and Mike Show, you're on with Mike Tyson.
Hi, this is Mike Tyson. What can I do for you today?
Hello?
Yeah, Mike.
I'm trying to calm down. Please don't get me upset. I've just made sure that my Zoloft has kicked in a little bit.
Oh, now. What can we do for you?
I want to hit...
There you go.
Thank you, my own. I'll just bend you over. You can't last 2 minutes in my world.
That was a valid question.
I don't care if it's a valid question. I tell you right now, you Liz Smith, Cindy Adams, writing turkey neck, feeble varicose veins, bitch.
Hello, Don and Mike. Hello, you're on with Mike Tyson.
Hello.
Hello. Hi, this is Mike Tyson. Can I help you?
No, actually, I was calling for information at Opie and Anthony.
So, Opie and Anthony, yes, what can
I do? Yeah, I'm down in Florida. I need to know what station they're on.
Need to know what station? I don't know. I'm doing my own promotion for my fight. You whole bitch. You want to go down to Florida? You go see Liberace swim in his pool, you whole bitch. I tell you right now, you just go down Catholic school, girl. Spandex, pantyhose, legs, Christina Applegate, bitch.
Whatever.
Christina Applegate?
Christina Applegate.
What the hell is that?
Just another broad.
It's a girl from Married with Children?
I tell you, Edith Bunker, bitch.
Mike, show. Hello. You know, this has got to be the last call. We're running
little
out of time.
VW convertible driving Barbie doll dresser fag, slut faggot.
I just want to say one thing to Mike.
What's that?
Welcome to my world.
Yeah, you sing like
oh,
that.
Nice Peggy Lee reference.
You sing Whitney Houston singing fag sequin gown bodyguard bitch ho.
Okay,
that's
thank
2 minutes in my world.
Thank you. All right. Well, listen, Mike.
Do you have any more calls for me?
We have look at all of the lines, all 24 lines are ringing. But
hi, this is Mike Tyson.
We're out of time. We have to go to the news now.
Oh, that's all right.
We have to go
with
to
Buzz.
With Buzz,
I love his news.
Did
well,
you?
Thank you, Mike.
Thank you, Buzz.
Thank you. Sir.
You gonna come to the fight?
Yeah, I'd like to very
just
much.
A couple of minutes ago, you're calling Buzz names though.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that. I'm sorry for calling you a Priscilla Queen of the Desert faggot.
It's all right. I understand.
Thank you so much. I appreciate this opportunity to clear the air. I'd like to say I'm apologizing for the melee.
All right, got you.
Sorry for the melee. This is Mike Tyson.
Sorry, there you go.
Thanks a lot, Don. Don't you be looking at me with those eyes right now, you NSYNC hoe bitch. I'll tell you right now.
Bye.
You so take care, you Christina Aguilera sequin wearing hoe.
All right, bye. Thank you. Thanks, champ.
Thanks a lot, champ.
Thanks for coming to the show.
Faggot.
Bye. Bye, faggot.
Wow.
Mike Tyson.
Another faggot, you old bitch.
He has something else to say.
Hey, you big faggot. You're a big faggot. You love the anal. A baby he is. Christ, that baby. I'll let him back in as soon as the cart recues. Hey, think about it. You know, what do you want? What do you want, fag?
I just can't take it no more. I'm not as tough as I say.
Oh.
This has upset me greatly. Please stop calling me names. Please. Please say you're sorry.
You come in 1 minute, you talk nice, then you flip out and you start calling me names. Call
okay,
me
that's back. Fine. You be that way. 2 minutes of my world, Nancy Lopez, LPGA, bitch.
Wow. He's back.
Let's go to Buzz now.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
It's Buzz.
He made it up.
Buzz, what is the lead story today? Thank you to Mike Tyson for that.
It was nice.
John and Mike world exclusive coming on the show, answering live on-screen telephone calls from you, today's modern sports fan.
Took a lot of guts to do that.
Buzz, what's your lead story today?
Today, O.J. talks about his invisible but not missing girlfriend.
Oh, O.J. juicing the news.
Stay tuned for news and comments coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike Show. Hey, faggot, that was very
professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
Call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. From D.C. on WJFK 202-432-1067. And from New York City on WNEW 877-692-1027. They're ready to believe you.
You know, a lot of times you try to get a mental picture of what we might look like. Think of Mike Reno. Wearing that bandana on his head?
Absolutely.
Hi, everybody.
That's us.
That's us.
Like thanks. Serving Yorkshire pudding right out of a woman's privacy. The Don and Mike Show.
Wow. When we come to New York, some of us take the train. That's via Amtrak. The Amtrak promise, satisfaction guaranteed. Call 1-800-USA-RAIL. To make a reservation. Amtrak brings you Buzz Burbank's news and comments today, and now here is Buzz.
Hi, Donna Mike. We still haven't seen OJ's off and on girlfriend, but he still says she's not missing and that he knows nothing about her dead cat. He told the New York Post,
slaying pussy.
I don't know why I'm getting dragged into this.
I bet that pussy's starting to smell, too.
I bet it is, absolutely. We're quoting OJ here. She's staying where she's been for most of the last 6 months, at a friend's house. I don't date her anymore, but we are still friends, as I am with all my ex-girlfriends.
Oh, my God. Except Nicole, whose head you cut off.
We know the same people and go to the same places. We do see each other quite often. I saw her last week, this week. I talked to her 2 days ago.
These are quotes from OJ?
Yes. As for the cat, quoting again, I've never seen the cat, but animals die. This is about a dead cat. Another friend of mine in L.A., her dog got hit by a car, so... End quote.
So there's a lifeless, dry pussy on the floor.
OJ's remarks to the New York Post. The American-turned-Taliban soldier John Walker Lind is in federal court today just outside Washington.
Oski from Summer of 42.
With his hair and beard shaved away, he looks like that.
What is the deal with him? I mean, how did he get so fat?
We fed him bagels.
Is that
lots
what it was?
Bagels and cream cheese.
Yeah, those carbohydrates.
Yeah, that'll do it. The accused traitor will stand trial in Alexandria, Virginia, just a few miles from the Pentagon.
You know, why do we have to be so fair when we deliver the news in this country? And Buzz, I'm not busting your balls.
Right?
It's the accused traitor, the alleged... No! Let's string this guy up by his nuts.
Well,
no.
Look at the... I direct your attention to the fabulous New York Post with the headline... The rat's back.
Right. Okay. Well, now
Taliban traitor Walker is home, head shaven and chunky. That's it.
But the New York Post doesn't count. That's not real news.
I love that.
You know what I mean? I mean, it's like when you listen to a guy like Buzz, or you listen to the news station, or you turn on goddamn Dan Rather. It's always got to be with that. You know. One time, and I'm not busting your balls.
No, I understand.
Just,
I take no offense.
I would like to, Dan Rather to go. You know, hey, listen, hi, it's Dan Rather with the news.
Goddamn Dan Rather.
I want to tell you something. God damn it, honey. This guy's a traitor, and I think we should castrate him tonight instead of the education of Max Bickford.
There you go.
8 o'clock on CBS tonight.
Then throw him into the sea.
And if you don't like that, you can come down to Black Rock, and you can kiss my Black Rock.
There you go.
Wow.
That's my editorial slant on the news. And don't...
Don't F with me about my haircut anymore.
Amen. Well, to peel away the layers here, I did use the word traitor, and technically he's not charged with treason.
He's a traitor.
So he's just a traitor.
See,
so I put a little imbalance in there just for you, Don.
Thank you.
The former Californian was captured.
Thank you for lowering your standards for me.
No problem, buddy. In Afghanistan in November, he was captured, and he said he supported the attack on America and that he had met with Osama bin Laden. The families of the victims of the attack on America are getting a tax break from the federal government for the next couple of years. President Bush had some of the families at the White House yesterday for the signing of that law. One firefighter's widow said afterwards she was grateful for the tax relief and didn't have the heart to tell the president she thinks it's unfair her husband's pension will be deducted from the government's victims fund. After all this time, we still don't know who sent all the anthrax through the mail last year. So now the reward has been...
Rob Spiewak!
Got a stamp?
What a hateful man.
That'll look there. So now the reward's been bumped up to $2.5 million. The government will also be sending out 500,000 flyers asking for help in finding the perpetrator. The flyers will go to people who live in the areas close to the postmark of the anthrax letters, and they'll feature the perp's handwriting. 4 people who died from anthrax, and more than a dozen people were infected. Most of the victims were postal workers.
I saw this news story last night, and what encourages me is they're going to actually be able to get a genetic blueprint of this anthrax and pretty much be able to narrow it down to what laboratory it came from, and by that, they'll be able to narrow down the subjects, and maybe they can find the people.
You say we're sending out flyers?
Yes.
What if they have anthrax, though?
Yeah, don't open them. That's the trick.
We're sending out flyers saying, watch.
Yeah, through the U.S. mail.
What if they have anthrax?
Yeah. Maybe do it by email.
Yeah, but maybe that's better.
Or a phone call.
While Kmart crumbles, Walmart rumbles. We knew the Walmart chain of discount stores was big. We just didn't realize how big.
Now, some of us have always liked Walmart better than Target.
Ah, but Target will survive, my friend.
Target will survive.
Let me tell you right now, when the dust clears, one will be standing, and it will be the bullseye.
No, one will be standing, and it will be the... Yeah. I hate defending the stupid smiley face with the Zorro mask on it.
Hogs are great.
I think they'll both survive. Target will survive, but Walmart will continue to thrive.
That's one of the great battles on the show. We've had many of them. Who's funnier, Steve Martin or
Robin Williams?
Robin Williams. Who's better, Dick Van Dyke or Jerry Van Dyke?
Yes.
Which store is better, Target or Walmart?
You've always been a Walmart fan. I've always been a Target fan.
This shocks me a little bit. A new report says Walmart is about to become the biggest corporation in the world, surpassing ExxonMobil, the current title holder.
All in all,
it's
just another brick in the Walmart.
Right, you are.
Thank you. I stole that from Pink Floyd. Thank you.
Good job. It appears Walmart took in more than $220 billion last year. Quoting one analyst, everyone needs toilet paper.
Yeah.
And toothpaste. And
cashews.
And they're the most efficient at it.
Walmart kicks ass, man.
Here we go. Want a hose?
Apparently so.
America's Choice cookies, duh.
Yeah, right, because you got such a high class of people going to Target.
Why don't we put a cowboy hat on the smiley face when he's knocking down the prices, whistling, doo-doo-doo-doo-doo, duh.
You know what? I know we've talked about this, but really, one day we got to send someone out with a tape recorder.
You will get far brighter people at Target.
Doing an intelligence test of your average Walmart fan and your average Target fan.
We were kicked off both properties.
That's right. We tried it. They wouldn't let us do it.
I know.
They said, you better get on your way, duh.
That Kmart will let us come.
I think they're both pretty stupid. Actually, yeah. I think your average shopper for both stores is pretty stupid.
I can't commit to that. I can't commit to that. You know how important that is to me.
I know, Target.
You know, I think you would be safe to say that Target is far more important to me than Walmart is to you.
Target, great man.
Let's be honest. I have spent much more time in my store than you have spent in
your
store.
Don't you have the robe, the slippers, the...
Well,
the
Don gave me the robes and the slippers.
Well,
and also Target gift certificates,
right,
which I used, I think, that very weekend.
Sure.
The thing is, I don't get on the air and talk about it a lot, but I go to Walmart all the time.
Mm-hmm.
All the time.
Well, how many times a month?
A month? A week. How many times a week?
16.
I go at least once a week to Walmart. At least once a week.
You do?
Yeah.
As do we.
Yeah. I get all my crap there. I'm going to end up doing a goddamn commercial for Walmart.
I'll do one for Target because my house is full of Target products, and my wife should be a stockholder there.
They're not going to pay me for it, so I'm not going to tell you all the variety of things that I get there, but I go to Walmart once a week.
I bought my house at Target.
Wow. I bought my wife.
My doghouse. What?
I bought my wife a turkey.
From our What Is Wrong With People department, the story of a Columbia University
Listen
professor.
Listen to this show, you'll find that out.
The story. We just spent 5 minutes arguing about which goddamn piece of S store is better.
Those are great.
A Columbia University professor sent letters to 240 of New York's best restaurants last August, accusing them of giving him food poisoning. He wrote that he and his wife were celebrating their anniversary and that she wound up spending the evening watching him throw up and curl into the fetal position with stomach cramps and diarrhea. The business professor said it was a research project, but it's not clear just what he was supposedly trying to learn.
No, wait, are these, were they real letters? I mean, did he
real
really?
Letters to real restaurants.
But did he really have food poisoning?
That's, no, he didn't. It was an experiment. It was a research project.
What a dumbass. Okay. Hold on, well, no, I'm curious this to see if he got any free stuff out of it.
Right. Yeah, but he probably freaked the restaurants out.
Mm-hmm. What he actually learned is the restaurants were not amused. Some of the restaurants are now suing the professor.
Sure.
And the Columbia School of Business for $100 million.
Yeah, well, I think he deserves what he gets.
Yeah, but so. What free stuff did he get before... the problem is that he went public with this study.
Yeah.
I mean, because I would think if you got the best restaurants and you sent a letter to 200 restaurants, probably 100 of them would send you a letter back saying, listen, here's a gift certificate. Please come back and enjoy a free meal.
Exactly. He went public because he got caught. I don't know. We'll have to wait for the study to come out.
Yeah, maybe it wasn't a research project.
Yeah. Professor Dumbass.
Yeah.
He was known as the...
I bet he shops at Target.
Oh, God. He was known as the Odd Father. Vincent the Chin Gigante managed to stay out of prison for years by behaving as if he was insane. He wandered around Greenwich Village mumbling and wearing a bathrobe.
Crazy like a fox.
But eventually the feds got him on racketeering charges in 97 and on a charge of plotting to kill John Gotti. And now they've hit him with obstruction of justice charges for acting crazy.
He's acting crazy now, ain't he?
The feds say Vince wasn't crazy, and they say they have proof. They have video of him wandering around the prison yard, speaking articulately and being referred to by other mobsters as the boss.
Uh-huh.
A fiery...
Well, that don't mean nothing.
Yeah, leave the guy alone.
Really, I mean, that doesn't mean... There are plenty of crazy people who at one moment can appear lucid.
Of course.
And at the next minute can be just, you know, nuts.
If Vince the Chin says that he is crazy... He is crazy.
Yes, Mr. Chin, you're crazy.
Mr. And, Gigante.
And innocent.
Welcome. I like his television show, too, Sabado Gigante.
That is a good show. That's his son.
That's on Univision.
That's right.
A fiery crash in the truest sense of the word just outside Hartford, Connecticut this week. A Ford Escort sheared off two gasoline pumps, setting off an explosion and fire, and then slammed into another car, killing the woman inside. Oh. Witnesses say the driver of the Escort sped through a stop sign and into the gas station. The 81-year-old driver had a minor chest injury.
Wow. Jesus, I haven't called home.
Really? How is, so you say Jigor and Liddy had what, a minor chest injury?
Yeah, just, he'll be okay.
I'm sure that Escort, incidentally, was on his way to Target.
Who is the Escort?
Escort service.
In these days.
Okay. Hi, Donna, Mike.
Hold on. Grandpa, this banana's fantastic.
Hold on, where's the...
Find my Escort.
You, white trash.
That's what I was looking for.
Find my Escort, Charlie.
You, white trash.
There you go. Anyway.
Grandpa, this banana's fantastic.
That also works.
G. Gordon Liddy is Grandpa Joe.
F you, white trash.
Grandpa, this banana's fantastic.
In these days of heightened security, it doesn't matter who you are, for whom you work, or how much money you make. Katie Couric was denied access to the NBC studios in Burbank this week because she forgot to bring her official company picture ID with her. She was out west to cover the Golden Globe Awards and couldn't get in until an NBC executive came to vouch for her.
The Golden Globes.
No word on whether the guard was just following orders or just didn't recognize her.
Hey, listen, Katie, love you, but really, the glasses... Uh-huh. You know what she wears glasses on TV? Mm-hmm. You know why she wears glasses?
Why?
Because she thinks she looks hot. She doesn't need glasses.
It's that Ashley Banfield thing.
Yeah, honey, lose it.
Looks hot without it.
Lose it and show some more leg. You got some nice gams.
Yeah, and sans panties.
Please. For us.
Yeah, Katie.
And
come on.
Push up bra.
For the old days.
And as usual, Matt, the same thing goes for you, too.
Double.
Matt the Tool.
If you could marry more than one woman, how many would be enough?
Was that marry or kill?
Marry.
Okay, if I could marry more than one woman, how many would be enough?
Uh-huh.
Ooh, two. Well, maybe three.
In Egypt, the law says four.
Seven.
Seven.
Yeah,
Robbie?
One free stay of the week.
None.
In Egypt, the law says four is enough and that you can have four wives so long as you treat them all equally.
Who's making dinner tonight?
But four was apparently not enough for the owner of a chain of department stores. He's been charged with having five wives at once and marrying 19 women over the course of his life.
Does he run a Target?
Now he says some of the wives and a couple of court clerks are going to prison for this, along with him. The Muslim holy book, the Quran, also says that four wives are okay so long as you treat them equally, but...
Once again, Buzz, it's the queer duality of marriage.
Yes.
We've mentioned it many times on today's show.
Amen.
The queer duality of marriage.
Make a note of that. The Quran says four wives are okay so long as you treat them equally, but the Quran goes on to say that's impossible.
To treat them equally?
Yes.
That wacky Quran.
Yeah.
Treat them equally bad.
Mm-hmm.
Who's going to handle that?
An assistant high school basketball coach in Aspen, Colorado says he didn't see a thing when he walked into the locker room where girls were changing clothes.
Oh, God.
This little girl has knocker.
Well, hello.
Now some of the boys who play on his 11-0 team are trying to help him get his job back. The coach was fired after an incident nearly 2 weeks ago. He entered an unmarked locker room that's mostly used by boys.
She was a whore.
Girls were changing clothes in the locker room at the time, though, and they say that instead of leaving immediately, the coach stuck around for nearly a minute to
coach,
finish.
Coach, please, what are you doing? We're naked here.
Finish his errand.
Well, I'm sorry, I have an errand to run. The errand is to J.O.
Here's a soundbite from one of his players.
Okay, good.
Grandpa, this banana's fantastic.
That's one of the guys standing up for him.
Put a towel on, Charlie.
Quoting the coach, I didn't see a thing.
Right.
Some of the girls' fathers aren't buying that, and they've got the police looking into the incident.
How old are the girls?
High school girls, high school age.
Yeah, he was looking.
Basketball. Mm-hmm.
He was looking.
Sure. Connie Chung, who tried but got nowhere in her interview with Gary Condit, is moving to CNN.
Oh, that's right. Hi. Hello, Buzz.
She's hello, Connie.
It's a Connie Chung.
She's reportedly leaving ABC at the age of 55 with about a year left on her contract.
Hi, double nickel.
Her other best-remembered interviews include Tanya Harding and...
Hey, Maury.
Newt Gingrich's mother.
Me love you wrong time. Come here. Come here.
Hey, Don. Come on.
Yeah.
You've no doubt heard...
I do this just for Mike. Mike always give me a hard time, but he drew all those pictures today.
I did. I don't know what he got.
Hey, Maury, come here. Hey, sucky, sucky.
Oh, God.
Come here, Maury. Oh, yeah. Mommy treat you good, like a good geisha girl.
Oh,
I work for Ted Turner now. I powder my face up like a good geisha girl.
Okay, that's enough.
Hello. Good morning, Ted. Hello, America.
That's quite enough, Don.
This is Connie Chung. I can't have little babies.
That's quite enough.
Little China girls. So we have to adopt. I hear my son. Look, Mr. Round Eye. Hello. Say hello to Mr. Ted Turner.
Hi, Ted.
Yeah. That's your daddy. No one wants your daddy TV show no more.
I wish you a Merry Christmas.
Daddy have makeovers on his show every day.
Whatever Connie does is good for me. I'm always known as Mr. Chung.
No one wants to watch Daddy on TV anymore.
Connie, did you get my parliaments?
Yes, I did, darling.
Thank you.
Hello.
Okay.
Nice turtleneck, Maury.
I gotta work on my driver.
You've no doubt heard that at least before deodorants and colognes, men and women were attracted to one another through the smell of their pheromones.
I still use those.
And now a new study says that women are programmed to look for a smell that reminds them of their father.
That's what Lee Majors said he used to do after he would fight with his ex-wife.
Right.
Pheromones.
Pheromones.
Hey, that's what happened.
After, you know, he would go,
Pheromones!
Ow! Stop moaning!
Ooh.
God damn it, honey.
Ooh.
God damn, honey.
God damn, honey. Pheromones.
Yay.
When women, looking for a mate, apparently look for a pheromonal odor similar to what their fathers had.
How do you make a hormone?
You kick her.
Oh,
a new twist. The thinking is that women are programmed to look for a mate who has a compatible immune system. In the study, nearly 50,
oh, that's good.
50 single women were asked to smell T-shirts
oh, sicky.
Worn by men for two consecutive nights.
Too much.
They seem to favor the shirts that gave off a genetic smell similar to their own.
Hold on.
Right. Hey, guys, come on.
Settle down.
Yeah, right. Oh, yeah, right. That's not funny, is it, Mike?
Not funny at all.
You tell him, Mike.
I know what's wrong with you.
I don't know.
We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Any cold past?
There was some ziti, but it all got eaten.
The whole tray? From last Sunday? Well, Senior Jughead was here.
If you are referring to Father Intintola, yes, he was.
Mm.
He spent the night here.
The priest spent the night here. What happened?
Nothing.
Then you're telling me this because...
You might hear something. Take it the wrong way. His car was out front all night.
You know what? This is too f***ed up for me even to think about. What'd you guys do for 12 hours? Play, Name That Pope?
He gave me communion.
Oh, I bet he gave you communion.
Excuse me?
Well, Carmela, the guy spends the night here with you, and all he does is flip you a wafer?
That's verging on sacrilege.
Oh, I didn't mean to verge.
What, you think I'm lying?
I don't know, but the whole thing sounds...
Would I have told you about it voluntarily if there had been anything to be ashamed of? Do I look like the friggin' thorn bird over here?
He's afraid. That's it. Because otherwise, I got to question what I'm hearing here.
God damn it. The Don and Mike Show.
Right. Let me see you tomorrow on the show. Oh, a good friend, and he keeps telling me he's not an albino, but I don't buy it. Boomer Esiason will be on for the Pick the Pros segment tomorrow.
Always interesting.
Also, the brand new low-budget Jeff R.D. Tomorrow, we're going to get to a lot of your entries in the Las Vegas-style show contest. We're going to give away that show on Monday when we come to someone's home.
All right.
So fax in your entry to 1-800-636-6410. Also tomorrow, don't forget the... The lady from Playboy magazine is going to be here about next week's talent search for the reality-based TV show and the next Playmate, how you out there can actually participate, some of you hot broads.
All right.
And next week on the show, we're going to have somebody named Tammy Lightsell. She has a new video, and here's why we've booked her on the show.
Lights out.
It's called, the video is The Art of Exotic Dancing. Oh. And what it really is, it's a videotape that teaches regular girls how to dance like whores.
Hey, how about that?
How to strip. Well, or as it says here, teaching regular women to get in touch with their own sexuality. We've
sinner.
We've seen the tape, and it's a nasty little tape.
Is it a nasty tape?
It's a nasty little tape.
Well, I think all women should try to do that for them.
So she's coming on the show. Plus, very soon, who do you know? That's a game we're going to play. The porno football, and we have, as always, something special and unique for Valentine's Day.
Ah, very good.
That we'll be telling you about. Now let's get back to Guy Birdley. Hello, Guy.
Hi, Don the Mike. Well, it looks.
Oh,
like
and hold on, Buzz. I forgot the toes tappers.
Yes.
Touch toes. Yes. Dial recklessly now. 877-365-3636 or in D.C. 202-432-1067 or in New York 877-692-1027. Call 100 right now. Back to Buzz.
It looks like a happy ending, but I've been following a story that had to be a nail biter for some parents in Pennsylvania. Some parents of some kids at an elementary private school, kids between the ages of 6 through 16, their school bus went missing. It never showed up at the school this morning and was missing for 4.5 hours. It was foggy in Pennsylvania today. The driver of the bus, they couldn't reach him by radio. He's in his 60s, and the bus has now been found with everyone safe.
Grandpa, this banana's fantastic.
In Prince George's County, Maryland. In a whole
wait, was this from Pennsylvania?
Yes.
The bus from Pennsylvania ended up in Maryland.
It was foggy. The driver is old. I don't know how they ended
up. White trash.
Everybody's fine, but after 4.5 very nervous hours, the kids are okay.
He drove to Prince George's County, Maryland,
yes,
from
sir.
Pennsylvania?
That is correct, sir.
Oh, my God.
Where in Pennsylvania? Only in the sort of the Berks area of Pennsylvania.
I don't know where that is. I don't know how far over the border that is, but he had to... That's a hike.
It's like 3 hours.
It's a hike.
3 hours out of the way before you may be clued into the fact that you were lost.
Ah, Charlie, I don't know where we are.
Grandpa, this banana's fantastic.
Hope none of you kids have a test. Everybody's okay. That's the important thing.
Yes, of course it is. Say a dumbass, feeble old man.
Mariah Carey has been cut loose by Virgin Records. The company's giving her $49 million to go away.
That one-faced bitch.
Carey still had $100 million left on her contract when the record company decided she wasn't the woman they first aligned with.
Hey, who do you think you are calling her that? I'm Tommy Mottola. The one-faced bitch.
They say she's...
All her videos.
Uh-huh.
Tommy only shoot me from the right side. Don't shoot me from the left side.
Why are you making so much of a big deal? Who do you think you are?
I'm Tommy Mottola. You one-faced bitch. One-faced glitter bitch.
And her breakup.
If you do, you love me, faggot. This is Tommy Mottola.
Tommy Mottola. Her breakup with Tommy was really the turning point, according
according to experts. They say she's changed both her public image and her music since she originally signed with Virgin.
And her ass is gigantic. God damn, honey.
Who are you to say how big her ass is?
I'm Tommy Mottola.
The president has...
That's an old, you know, if you haven't listened to the show like for 10 years, you don't get that.
It's an old favorite.
Too bad.
Too
bad.
That's right.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi, careful, Lisa.
Have you met this gentleman, Lisa?
No.
Sir, can you introduce yourself?
I'm Tommy Mottola. You're a nice two-faced bitch.
There you go.
Hey, she got nice face on both sides.
Yes, she does.
Not like Mariah. No. Only shoot me from the right side in my video, Tommy.
Well, who are you to judge that?
I'm Tommy Mottola.
Poor Baltimore. If Baltimore City officials ever want the internet address BaltimoreMaryland.com, it'll cost them at least $8,500. That's the asking price from the guy who now owns that address.
No, I'm not giving it up.
In the meantime, he's using it for pornography.
Hello.
Of course he is. Hold on, Buzz. We got to go there right now.
Okay.
Hold on.
While you're doing that, I'll tell you he also owns the rights to MarylandTravel.com for the same purpose. The website owner's done the same with the addresses for Detroit, San Diego, Seattle, and Nashville.
Wow.
Baltimore, Maryland?
It's a BaltimoreMaryland.com.
Is it MD or Maryland?
No, the full word. Spell it out.
All right.
And not only is what this guy doing legal, word is Baltimore doesn't, get this, the city of Baltimore doesn't even own a trademark on the name Baltimore.
Hold on, it just screwed up.
So now they're in trouble. BaltimoreMaryland.com or MarylandTravel.com for those of you playing along at home. Well, Don and Mike and Rob try to find it on the internet. Anyway, this guy wants $8,500 from the city of Baltimore if they expect to get that name.
At first, the first thing that came up when I typed that in is like a 911 tribute site.
Don't know what to tell you.
You see, I typed in BaltimoreMaryland.com, of course.
Yeah, nothing's coming
our
up.
Our computers are slow. Try it on your computer, Buzz.
All right, here. This shouldn't take too long.
Maybe you see a picture of Cal Ripken having sex with Tony Siragusa. Then he come down full-blown AIDS.
That's right. Marty Bass Bear with...
I got our old Newsmaker of the Week segment.
It looks like it's loading, hon. It's taking its own sweet time.
Oh, goddamn, these computers are slow.
I got this page.
You would think we'd have a faster network.
Wait, what did you get, Buzz?
I got this page cannot be displayed, so I'm going to try it without the W's.
No, that's the trick.
That doesn't work either. No.
All right, well, someone out there, go to that site and tell us if it's a porno site.
Why don't you put in MartyBass.com?
There you go.
BaltimoreMaryland.com.
Hey, look at this. I wanted to find out about Bulmer, and all I got was porno.
Everybody's favorite celebrities from Channel 13, all naked.
Here's, look at that. Look at Rudy. Here's a package UPS doesn't want to handle. A company in England that makes dolls for gay men has come out with one that wears a brown uniform with a gold insignia.
Hello, UPS.
The name is Wilson.
I was expecting a package.
Where's the King of Queens package?
The insignia read BPS for Billy's Parcel Service. The dolls are anatomically correct, Rob.
BPS Butt Parcel Service.
And they were advertised as being, quote, dressed in his cute little uniform and shorts that reveal those muscular legs. The folks from UPS had a little chat with the British company about this, and the doll is now being taken off the market. The Barbie-sized dolls still come dressed as soldiers, cops, cowboys, and bikers, however.
My uniform's brown.
UPS says its complaint had nothing to do with the delivery doll's sexual orientation.
Mm, right. Do I have any dolls who are reporters?
In sports, Mike Tyson has apologized, sort of, for the media melee this week with Lennox Lewis and company instead of having...
Well, you heard him right here on this show.
Dress wearing ho!
He's issued a printed statement saying, I'm not a role model, I'm not Mr. Politically Correct.
I'm Mike Tyson.
He also said, I'm a boxer, and from now on I'll let my boxing talk for me.
That's right.
TV fights under investigation by the Nevada Boxing Commission. And finally, too bad the holidays are already past. We all could have asked for free Winona t-shirts. They're selling like crazy, not just in California, but around the world. Winona Ryder, the 30-year-old actress who starred in Girl Interrupted, was arrested on suspicion of shoplifting in Beverly Hills last month, as you may have heard.
My prayers are with you, baby.
She's not in jail. She's out on bail, but she could be behind bars soon.
Bars.
And that's why the t-shirts read Free Winona, and they feature her picture behind bars. The maker says she's getting hundreds of calls a day for the $15 shirts. She's now also selling canvas tote bags with the words, I paid for this stuff. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Okay.
Sorry, we're out of time.
I
that was kind of amusing. Glad to like it. You know, I rarely editorialize on the kicker. That was all right.
Mildly amusing.
It can't all be knee slapping. You know, but Buzz, how many times have I urged you before?
Yeah.
If there's really nothing great,
right?
Just make something up.
See, those can't all be knee slappers either.
Oh no, sure they can. You know, man sets himself on fire, penis on fire.
Okay. Right. Now I'm laughing.
See, we gotta go. Thanks to everybody who came out to the Port Authority last night for the bowling against the Cosells.
Yeah.
Also to the Port Authority Police Department. They were great. We'll be back tomorrow with the all-new episode. With Boomer Esiason and the little bit of Jeopardy and girls from Playboy and the Las Vegas-style show entries. And the fax number, 800-636-6410. Get your entry in. And we might be coming to your house a week from Saturday for a Las Vegas-style show. Hello, Dynamite Show.
I am caller 100.
Right, right. What's your name?
Big Lou from VA.
Big Lou from VA. Big Lou, you won the contact prize pack. Don't let it cold get you down. Be prepared by contact. Use as directed. But wait, there's more. You also won the DVD copy of Do You Believe in Miracles? Now on DVD and VHS. That is from HBO. Thank you, Lou.
All right, thank you. Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir. Thank you, my friend. Hold on. Please, we got to get some prizes. Oh, we got to get some prizes.
Hey, it's not my job.
I know. Come on, no, Mike. Hey, that's
honey.
Mike, would you please speak to Lisa privately after the show about
this? Absolutely. You bet I will.
Would you please have a private conversation with Lisa about this?
Yeah.
We will.
Yeah. A little private time. A little private time, okay?
Like you did last night.
A little discipline session.
Yeah. Grandpa, this banana's fantastic.
Drink it, Charlie.
Faster, Charlie.
We went out. Yeah. We actually got Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
We did, Charlie.
Second day.
Just for this. Went to Tower.
Faster than stop.
Grandpa, this banana's fantastic.
Thank you, Charlie.
But when we get home to our home production facilities, I will also pull just on it for Wonka. He will lose a fortune in fine.
Lots of good stuff from that.
Grandpa, this banana's fantastic.
Okay, quiet. Enough talk, Charlie.
Action, Charlie.
Okay, we gotta go.
Make it happen.
We will see you tomorrow for the all-new episode. Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
We got a plane to catch or something?
I'm getting out of the way so I won't be run over.
Oh, gotcha. Buzz got his coat on and everything. Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, Charlie.
And a good day to you, sir. Rob?
Yes, can you?
Grandpa, this banana's fantastic.
Can you be kind,
this
Rob?
This is a great banana.
Please throw your hat in the air.
Charlie.
Just like Sydney. Tyler Moore.
You might just make it after all.
There you go. Let's go, Charlie. See you later, Charlie.
All right, we will see you.
We'll
see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Till we meet again, this is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.